Oni, oh no!
What do we do?
There's nothing we can do, Junior. We just have to wait for the cops.
Or Joseph can take his Jesus statue back, because that's all they want.
I don't want it, dude.
It could save our lives, Joseph. Oh no! Junior, look! Now she's mining for materials. She's about to crack 90s, Junior. And look, she has the pigsqueak axe. And she has the rocket backpack. I don't even have that one yet.
Oh no! If she gets 999 of all materials, she could build up to my window and kill us that way.
Oh no, Junior, look! That one's eating popcorn, and the other one's trying to solve a Rubik's Cube and clearly doesn't know what the hell she's doing.
Oh, where's the cops! Please, cops, hurry up!
Oh no, Junior, look, they're playing patty cake.
Freeze, you nuns!
Oh good, the cops are here.
Put your hands up. Yeah, now drop that gun. Yeah, that one. Yeah, you drop it.
Oh no! Oh no, don't shoot him! Oh, she shot him! And the other one has the cop's gun now! Oh god, now she's teabagging the cop!
The cop's dead? Now no one's gonna help us! Joseph, just grab that cross!
Nope!
For god's sake, Joseph, go get your cross!
Yeah!
Come on, Joseph, grab it!
Yeah!
You're acting like a child, Joseph!
Nope!
Joseph, grab it right now!
No!
We're gonna die!
So!
So? What do you mean so?
Well, hold on, maybe the cop's not dead.
He got shot in the face with a shotgun, Junior.
Well, maybe they missed and he's just faking his death. Let's see.
Wait, Junior, I only see one nun. Where's the other one? Oh, dear God, Junior. Yeah, I think he's dead.
Well, I was hoping he was still alive.
Well, now you got your answer.
Oh, well, look, there's nothing to worry about. They're outside. We're in here. As long as we have this camera view of them, we can just keep watching them.
But, oh, no, Junior, what are they doing now? Oh, they're loading their guns. Oh, no, Junior. They shot the camera. We lost our feed.
Well, as long as they stay outside, we're good.
Oh no, Junior, they broke in through the front door!
Run and hide! Wait. Maybe we should actually go run and hide instead of running in circles.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Run, kitty, run!
Okay, guys, we're gonna hide in my closet.
Good idea, dude.
Shouldn't we close the doors?
No, Cody, we might run out of oxygen.
Duh.
The doors aren't airtight.
Look, I'm claustrophobic, Cody. I don't want to close the doors. Look, we gotta think of a plan. How about we fight back like the people did on United 93?
They all died.
But they still fought back and died with honor.
Yeah, they died fighting, dude.
Yeah, would you rather get shot or at least grab the gun before you get shot?
It doesn't seem like it makes much difference.
We're gonna fight back. How about you guys distract the nuns and I go outside and grab the cop's reboot card?
Junior, this is real life. People don't drop reboot cards.
Well, maybe he did. So look, you guys distract the nuns, I'm gonna go outside and grab the card.
I feel like you're just trying to leave us here.
No, I wouldn't leave my two best buds to get killed and me get away safely. Ooh, guys, what is that? Is that a Nerf gun?
Yeah.
Grab it and give it to Joseph.
But it's a Nerf gun. They have real guns.
But dude, I got a nice shot.
Yeah, he can shoot back. And, oh wait, Cody, is that your violin case?
What? Yeah, how the hell did that get here?
I grabbed it and hit it because you suck at playing the violin.
I'm good at playing the violin.
Oh, so look, you pull out the violin and you play your horrible music. Their ears are gonna bleed. And then Joseph, you shoot them and I run outside and grab the reboot card, okay?
I mean, why don't we just stay in here, dude? They'll never find us.
I think they found us.
Shut up.
Oh, they're looking for us. Oh, I hope they don't find us. Oh, I really hope. Oh, we really should have closed the closet doors.
Yeah, we should have done that, yeah.
Oh, everyone be quiet. Everyone don't move. If you don't move, they can't see you.
Junior, they're nuns, not T-Rexes.
They're leaving.
Oh. Guys, I can't believe that actually worked.
It worked.
Oh, yeah, I was loud. Was I being loud? Yeah, I was loud. How loud was I being? Just a little bit. Just like it was close. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's my bad. You guys can shoot me first if that makes it better.
Oh, don't do that. Okay, guys. Before you shoot Cody, he knows how to play the violin.
Yeah, he's good.
And you know how the people in the Titanic, they played a song while they died? Yeah, so Cody would like to play a goodbye song on his violin.
Okay.
Yeah, can you do that?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, get the violin.
Cody. Hurry up.
Yeah, get the violin.
Okay, I got the violin. Oh, you guys are pulling up chairs. Oh, and you got popcorn. That's, yeah. Oh, man. Now that you guys are here, I'm getting kind of nervous.
Cody, you better play your ass off.
Yeah, knock those socks off, dude.
Okay, I'm going to play My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion from Titanic. Oh, you like that. Okay, good. Here I go.
It's working! They're paralyzed! Come on, Joseph, let's run!
Run!
He stopped us. Oh, yeah, he stopped us.
She's good.
Yeah, she wouldn't let us leave.
Nope. Okay, well, I don't blame him for that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
They're mad.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's been nice knowing you.
Okay, whatever you want us to do, we'll do it. Just please, just let us live.
I told you I don't want that! You know what? This is my favorite thing ever. I'm going to cherish this forever.
What? That's it?
You guys killed a cop just for that?
They just really want you to have that, Joseph.
Jesus, that was crazy. What the hell?
Don't even let go of that. Just keep it in your hands at all times.
I will.
So, Joseph, you said your grandma gave that to you?
Yeah, dude, but I didn't think she was going to be on my ass about it. My phone's ringing. God, it's her. Hello?
Joseph, what the shit? Why are my sisters from church, Glorisa and Betty Mae, telling me that you threw that cross I gave you at the damn window?
Because I don't need it, Grandma.
Bullshit! You saw they were packing heat.
Yeah, I saw that. Look, I would never throw it out of the window again. I'm sorry.
Good, you better not. Now give Grandma some sugar. I love you.
I love you too, Grandma. God.
Well, Joseph, you better hang that up so no demons come after us.
Or nuns.
Yeah, we don't want to get none down. Me.
Because, Marvin, you're not wearing green, and it's St. Patrick's Day, so I get to pinch you.
I hate this stupid holiday.
Hey, Nutty!
Pinch!
Ow! Why'd you pinch me, you dick?
Because you're not wearing green.
Marvin, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because, Marvin, you're not wearing green. You have to be wearing green in order to pinch someone who's not wearing green.
I didn't know there were so many rules to this.
Yeah, Dave, you're not wearing green.
Ow! You're not supposed to hit me. You're supposed to pinch me.
April Fools!
It's not the same holiday. Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey there, pinch police.
Pinch police?
He's not wearing green!
Pinch him!
Stop pinching me!
Take that, you little bitch!
Stop it!
That's what you get for not wearing green.
Why are you pinching me?
Well, because we're the pinch police.
Okay, well, what does that even mean?
It means we pinch you if you don't wear green.
Okay, well, you already pinched me, so stop.
Well, now we have probable cause, so we have to come in and make sure everybody else in there is wearing green.
That's not probable cause!
Alright, is everybody wearing green in here?
I am!
Baby, you gave him green beads to wear.
Yeah, Marvin, so he wouldn't get pinched.
Well, Marvin, looks like you're the only one not wearing green, so I'm gonna pinch the shit out of you.
Stop pinching me!
Hey, this is my favorite day. I love pinching people for not wearing a certain color.
Why?
Well, I think I got addicted to it in high school.
Oh, no. You're going to tell me an animated story, aren't you?
You bet I am. Settle in. It's a long one.
So I was in high school, and it was St. Patrick's Day, and I was wearing all the green. Green pants, green shirt, green shoes, green hat, everything. I even ate green snow cones so my shit would be green. No one was pinching me that day, except this kid named Diddly. He pinched me even though I was wearing green, but I just punched him in the face. Anyway, I was in class pinching any kid that wasn't wearing green, and they couldn't say shit because they weren't wearing green, and I caught them. So after I was done pinching the whole class, I saw the perfect victim, Mrs. Thickums, my sex ed teacher. She had the fattest ass. I'm talking a huge dumpy. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and the wall was her ass. Everyone in school wanted to know if it was firm or juicy, and I noticed she wasn't wearing green, and I thought, today's the day I finally find out what Mrs. Thickums' ass feels like. She was handing out tests from last week, and when she got to my desk, I looked her up and down to make sure she wasn't wearing green, and she wasn't, so I pinched the hell out of her ass, and it felt like jello. I pinched it a few more times, and I even gave it a smack, and then she turned around and yelled, Brooklyn guy, principal's office, now! And I said, but Mrs. Thickums, you aren't wearing green, and you're double caked up on a Tuesday. So she said, I am wearing green, and she pulled down her pants and showed me her green thong. And man, I wasn't even mad I got suspended for 2 weeks. That was the greatest day of my life. But Mrs. Thickums did get arrested for mooning the whole class.
Yeah, and ever since that day, I haven't washed my hand.
Ew!
Hey, you didn't see Mrs. Thickums' ass. And besides, how dirty can my hand really be? Smell it, Simmons.
Smells like ass, mate, but I don't know if it's yours or Miss Thickums.
Maybe both.
Can you guys please leave now?
Wow, how incredibly rude, kicking two police officers out of your house just because they pinched you a lot.
Exactly, yeah, I don't want you pinching me and you need to leave.
Wait, hold on, everybody shut up, the news is on.
Breaking news, Cake! A leprechaun is claiming that he left a pot of gold in the woods for anyone to find. Let's go to the interview now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with the leprechaun. So tell me, leprechaun, what is your name?
Oh, my name's Scotty Pippin.
Scotty Pippin the leprechaun, everybody. So tell me, what's with the pot of gold?
Well, you know, I hid me pot of gold in the woods for people to find for St. Patrick's Day, being that it's my favorite holiday and whatnot. So whoever finds it first gets to keep it.
So how much would you say the pot of gold is worth?
Oh, not too much, maybe $2 or $3 million.
And if I find it, I get to keep it?
Well, of course you can, if you find it first.
Look, Simmons, a pot of gold. I could use a pot of gold. That would make me really rich. Come on, Simmons.
Wait, baby, we should go look for that pot of gold.
Aw, Marvin, it's hot outside. Everyone's going to look for it, and I don't want to do that.
Jeffy, you want to go look for a pot of gold?
Sure, Daddy.
You're going to leave me here by myself?
Yeah, come on, Duffy, let's go.
Guys!
Well, Junior, are you that excited about playing the game of life?
Yeah, dude, it's just a board game.
No, guys, I just saw on the news that this leprechaun who hid his gold in the woods.
What?
Yeah, there's a leprechaun on the news. He said he hid his gold in the woods for anyone to find.
Oh, dude, I want to find it.
Guys, this sounds like a scam.
It's not a scam, Cody. It was a real leprechaun on the news. They interviewed him, and he said he left his gold in the woods worth millions of dollars, and anyone who finds it first gets to keep it.
There's no way there's a pot of gold in the woods.
Come look for it, Cody. Come on.
All right, mate, how do we find this pot of gold? We're going to go to the woods, and then you take one area of the woods, and I take the other.
Simmons, we're not just going to go look for the pot of gold.
Oh, darn, mate, I thought that'd be fun.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to find that gold by cheating. We're going to kidnap that leprechaun and torture him until he tells us where the gold is.
Oh, that's way more fun. But where do we find this leprechaun?
Well, you know, at his house, the only leprechaun house in town.
Oh, that's right, mate. All those domestic violence calls of the leprechaun beating his leprechaun wife.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
I hate the woods!
Chives, if a single leaf hits me in the face, I'm gonna beat you with this stick I found.
Very well. Right this way, sir. Oh, sorry, sir.
Chives, come here.
Do I have...
Find me my gold, you old buck!
I'm gonna do my best, sir!
All right, Jeffy, let's find this pot of gold.
I wanna know where the gold at! I want the gold!
I want the gold too, Jeffy.
I wonder if it's in this tree.
Wait, it's not gonna be in a tree.
Oh, I got a wasp! Oh, there's a wasp below me! Oh, I gotta get stuck! Oh, it hurts so good!
Officer Simmons! Officer Gar, get in here!
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Okay, we'll ask the chief. Chief, when you're pulling somebody over for a DUI, is it okay to let them go if they're almost home?
Because they've won. They're already almost there.
No, you're supposed to arrest them. See, Simmons, I told you.
Don, I guess I made a mistake.
Well, I need you two to focus because I have a very important mission for you. Now, this is one of the FBI's most wanted criminals, and he's on the loose. But we got an anonymous tip that says he's going to be at a house later tonight. So I need you two to stake out the house, and if he shows up, arrest him. But make sure he doesn't see you, because this is our last chance to arrest him before he gets on a plane to Cuba.
But sir, if we know he's going to Cuba, why don't we just arrest him at the airport?
Because it's Charlotte Airport.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. No, I fucking hate Charlotte Airport. You're right. This is our last chance. Come on, Simmons.
Ooh, can we stop at Dairy Queen on the way there?
Dairy Queen? Why?
Because they got the ice cream you can flip upside down and it won't spill out.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Yuh-huh.
Nuh-uh. Alright, Simmons, that's the house.
Look, mate, it's not spilling.
I swear to God, Simmons, if you spill that ice cream in my Hyundai Sonata, the next crime we investigate is gonna be your murder.
It's not gonna spill, mate, it's a blizzard!
Well, look, let's just focus. Hold on, let me see if I can see anything through my binoculars. Okay, Simmons, I don't see anything.
Mate, I don't think this is the address we're supposed to be at.
I know, this is my ex-girlfriend's house. I just want to see if she's moved on.
Well, aren't you married?
Yes, but she's the one that got away. She was so hot and she broke my heart. Let's see. Oh, there's two cars in the driveway, and one of them's a pickup truck. That has to be a guy. Oh, God, I bet he's bigger than me, and I bet he's uncircumcised. Oh, look at that license plate. It says uncut. He's definitely uncircumcised, and he has those big aluminum testicles hanging off the back. She just opened the blinds. Oh, God, I think she sees me. Wait, she's pointing at me. Oh, God, he just walked up, and he's naked, and he is uncircumcised. Wait, now she's pointing at it? Oh my God, that is the most uncircumcised penis I've ever seen! Now she's holding up a sign that says, I bet you wish you were this uncircumcised. I do, I'm sorry, it's not my fault, it's my parents' fault! Oh God, that is so uncircumcised, it looks like an umbilical cord. Simmons, we gotta go to the house we're supposed to be at. I can't look at this anymore. Okay, Simmons, now we're at the correct house.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, now we just sit here and wait for that criminal to show up. Wait, somebody's walking up to the house right now.
Oh, hi there.
I'm here to get down to business.
All right, come on in.
Look, Simmons, that dark-complected man just went into the house.
Is that the criminal?
Not this time.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, now we just wait for the real criminal. Let me have some of that ice cream.
Well, it's probably enough to buy it.
What the fuck? There's a guy behind us. God damn it, he's gonna blow our cover. Go around, I'm parked! What? Go around! Jesus, this guy's gonna... Are you shitting me?
Hey, move out of the road, dumbass!
Hey, fucktard, I'm parked on the curb!
Yeah, I know, I almost hit your ass, now move!
Well, maybe you need to learn how to fucking drive, idiot!
Well, maybe you need to stop being such a pussy!
Oh yeah, well guess what, I'm a cop, and if I wasn't on a stakeout right now, I'd cream your ass!
Oh yeah, do it, pussy!
Yeah, I would, but your mother, how about that?
Hey, hey, what you say about my mother? I ought to come over there and beat your ass!
Yeah, she's ugly!
Oh yeah, well at least my mother loves me, I bet yours hates your guts!
She does, and that was very hurtful!
Yeah, now get Get out of here, ugly! My next stop's gonna be your wife's house, that way I can bang her!
Oh, how about you just go where you're going and you stop yelling at me?
I don't think I want to, I think I like it here!
Look, I'm doing very important work right now, just go away!
I don't give a shit!
You're trying to be inconspicuous and you're fucking it up!
I don't give a shit! Up okay. Your ass!
How much do I have to pay you to leave?
$10!
Well, all I got is a $5.
Well, blow it up your ass, then!
What? No, hey, how about you just take the $5, come on!
Okay, fine, give it here.
Fine, just take the goddamn money.
Alright, thank you, sir.
This fucking guy.
Hey, mate, what was all that yelling about?
That asshole behind us, he just kept coming with the comebacks. He was very witty. I had to pay him $5 to go away because he was blowing our cover. But I promise you, if this wasn't a stakeout, I would have shot his ass.
Yeah, mate, just remember to turn off your body cam.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time, right? What the hell is he doing? Oh, no, come on, I gave you $5, go away! Okay, Simmons, get your gun. This could get ugly.
Alright.
Wait. You don't think he's going in the house, do you? Hold on, let me grab my binoculars. Alright, let's see what's going on.
Hey, you made it!
Hey, you started without me?
Yeah, I had to test it out. It was warm.
Okay, let's get it!
Simmons, that was weird.
What happened, mate?
Well, the dark complexion man answered the door naked, and then the mean guy went inside.
Well, maybe that guy was in the shower.
Yeah, maybe. Damn it, I'm getting a phone call. Ugh, it's my daughter. Hello?
Dad, are you gonna make it to my piano recital?
Sure, honey, when is it?
Right now?
Right now? Oh, no, that is not happening.
Dad, you always miss them. You said you'd be here for this one.
Yeah, but Daddy's on a really important stakeout right now. You know Daddy catches bad guys.
I can't believe you're missing my piano recital again. You're the worst dad ever.
No, I'm not. Come on, just FaceTime me. I can watch it through the phone.
It's not the same.
Yes, it is. Come on, just FaceTime me.
Okay,
she's FaceTiming.
Hi, Dad. Can you see me?
I sure can, Princess. Now you rock the fuck out of that piano.
Okay.
Oh, great. That's great, honey. Yeah, that's definitely what I paid for those piano lessons for. All that noise. Jesus, Simmons, this is terrible. I'm just gonna hang up and pretend the call dropped. Ugh.
Oh, look, mate. Someone else is going up to the door.
Where?
Hey, my brother.
All right, let's do this. I got a balloon full of coke in my ass.
Hey, stop clowning around and get in.
Well, Simmons, it just got weirder. A clown just showed up.
Maybe it's a birthday party.
Oh, you're right. Maybe that's why the criminal's coming. It's a surprise party for him.
Yeah, we can't ruin it.
Well, yes, we can, Simmons. Just like you can arrest somebody for a DUI, even if they're close to their house. Wait, somebody's walking up to the car.
Hey, man.
I don't have any money. Go away.
Is this an electric vehicle?
What? No, this is a Hyundai Sonata.
You know that's bad for the environment, man.
Okay, this car gets 38 miles per gallon on the highway. I think the environment is going to be just fine.
But the ozone layer is melting and the baby polar bears are dying, man, because it's hot. It's hot as fuck, man.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the baby polar bears. I'm on a stakeout right now.
And you shouldn't eat steak, man. That's a red meat and they have to kill the happy cows.
Yeah, well, the happy cows are delicious, so get out of my face, you hippie freak. You're gonna get me caught.
Oh, by that house over there?
Yes.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Wait, no, come back! Oh, shit, Simmons, we're in trouble.
Hey, Billy, who invited you?
I just wanted to see what's going on, man.
Hey, we got room for one more? Yeah, you come on in, man.
Right on, man.
Whoa, Simmons, they just let that guy inside.
They let that guy inside?
Yeah, there can't be any illegal activity going on in there if they're just letting random people in. You know what, Simmons? You go in there.
I can't go in there. I'm dressed like a cop.
Well, take your uniform off.
I don't have any other clothes underneath my uniform.
But you can go in there naked. The black guy's already naked.
But then they'll see my shrimp, and I don't have an Outback Colossal shrimp. I have one of the little popcorn shrimps.
Simmons, nobody's gonna judge your shrimp. And besides, the criminal might already be in there, so just get in there.
All right, mate. I'll do it.
Don't look at my shrimp.
Wait, what are you doing here? We don't got room for no more.
Oh, come on. I just want to come inside and check it out.
I mean, you are in your birthday suit already, so come on in, man.
Huh, they let Simmons inside. Well, I guess I'm just gonna sit here and wait and see if he calls for backup.
Marvin, there's a strange car parked outside the Huckerdoo house. I haven't seen it before, and a bunch of people are going inside the house, too.
Let me call Hank and make sure everything's fine. It's ringing.
Howdy, Marvin.
Hey, Hank. Are you at home?
No, I'm out on a business trip, and the kids are at their grandparents' house, and my wife's home alone.
Oh, well, there's a weird car parked outside your house, and my wife said she saw a bunch of people going inside your house.
She probably ordered Uber Eats or some DoorDash or some Grubhub.
Okay, just making sure everything's fine.
Yeah, just call me if there's an emergency, Marvin.
All right, I'll let you know. He doesn't seem worried about it.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it, Mike.
What, Simmons, what happened in there?
She made my popcorn shrimp feel like a lobster tail.
What?
I put it in her outback, and then I went down under and got a face full of chocolate lava cake.
Well, was there any illegal activity in there?
There should have been. Her taking six shrimps at once should have been illegal. She looked like a blooming onion.
What are you talking about?
I paid
a fortune. Oh, ew. Was the criminal in there?
I don't know. I couldn't see it because my face was betwunks two butt cheeks.
How much longer are we going to have to wait for this guy? My ass is starting to hurt.
Yeah, so is hers.
Wait, I think I see him.
Hey, man, you're late. It's all dried up now.
I don't care. I'll lick it up.
That's the spirit. Get your ass in here, nigga.
That's him. That's him. Simmons, let's go get him.
Please don't make me go back in there, mate. I'm going to want seconds.
Ew, Simmons, ew. I'll go get him then.
All right, don't get tempted, mate.
I won't. Police, freeze! Everybody on the ground! Oh, God, you're already on the ground.
Wait, who invited the car?
Well, I didn't.
I guess everybody just, like, disconnect.
Good news, everyone. The Coke balloon is still in my ass.
We'll come back to that later. You are under arrest.
Aw, oh, man!
I'll let you finish, though.
Aw, oh, my man!
All right, sir, we got him.
Well, what took you boys so flippity-flapping long?
Well, I had to let him finish.
I last a long time.
Yeah, he does. Lucky.
Well, good work, boys. But Officer Simmons, I couldn't help but notice from your body cam footage that you took your uniform off. Why?
I had to go spelunking in a cave. It was a chocolate cave from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't understand.
Well, let me explain, sir.
What, Simmons? You banged a witness? Oh, that is it. You are suspended for 2 weeks without pay.
Well, I'd spend 2 weeks of pay on that experience. And since I'm already suspended, I might as well go back over there.
You know what? I think I might go check it out, too.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go, too.
Okay, you guys have fun. Now, wait a minute. Get back here. You can't do that.
Oh, rats. I almost got you.
Yeah, you're under arrest. But I'm gonna go check it out.
Wait. No one's here to watch me. I mean, I might as well go back over there, too.
By my mother.
Your mother doesn't sound like a very nice lady.
Well, maybe your mother should take lessons from my mother.
My lamp! What did you boys do to my lamp? Wait, there was a lamp here?
Oh, wow, look, there's a lamp on the ground.
What the fuck, Mr. Boothby?
Oh, there must be a lamp tipper in this hotel. We are in the Tipton.
Well, we better go off and do our chores.
Bye!
Not so fast, you two. You boys have until I get back to repair my lamp, or you and your mother are out on the street.
Okay, Mr. Boothby.
Boothby.
God.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know, dude.
Maybe we can get some, like, tape or something? I don't know how to fix a lamp.
Maybe we get Estewan.
Oh, yeah, Estewan.
Estewan!
The Estewan called Estewan Ricardo Montoya de la Rosa Ramirez. I'm here to save the day.
Estewan!
So what is your boy's book?
Well, Jack...
Brody!
...kicked over the lamp.
And he broke it.
Oh, no worries. I can fix it.
Wow, he has like magical Mexican powers!
Wow, thanks for fixing the lamp!
Thanks, Estewan! Oh man, that was close.
Too close. Sword fight!
Alright boys, I'm back.
Marlo, put it away!
So, boys, what have you been up to all night?
Totally not sword fighting, Mom. Or jumping on the couch.
Oh, yeah? Then, how come the cushions are all messed up?
Looking for bed bugs.
Don't you mean couch bugs?
Yeah, that.
Jack, don't hit your brother Brody.
Wait a minute. I'm not Jack, that's Jack.
Yeah, Mom. You can't tell us apart by now?
I know who each of you are, okay? I gave birth to you. You're Jack and you're Brody.
I'm not fucking Brody.
And I'm not Jack.
Okay, you guys are fraternal twins, okay? I can tell who you are apart.
More like fraternal twins.
Wait, hold on. What happened to the lamp? Oh, my God, the lampshade's all crooked. Which one of you boys broke the lamp?
Oh, it was Estewan.
Yeah, it was his Mexican ass.
Yeah, he did it.
Are you sure you boys didn't break the lamp?
I swear.
Yeah, me too.
I'm back.
Mr. Poobsby.
Mr. Poobsby, what are you doing here?
My lamp. It's crooked. I told you boys you had until I got back to fix it.
Wait, you knew about this?
Yes.
So you did break the lamp.
No, it wasn't us, it was Estewan!
Yeah,
You're saying Esther Juan broke this lamp?
Yeah, Esther Juan did it.
Yeah, totally.
You know, he's here on a work visa, so I could have his ass deported.
Deported?
So who broke the lamp? You boys or Esther Juan?
Esther Juan!
Ow, ow, ow! Yo siento, yo siento, voy a Esther Juan.
Show. I used to watch it when I was growing up.
Well, it's time to watch Magic Mike. Go to bed, Jeffy.
Wait, 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 Marvin, no. Can we watch that? Hannah, Alabama?
What's Hannah, Alabama?
Oh, it's a fun show about a girl growing up, living a double life between a super pop star and a normal teenager.
You want to watch that, Jeffy?
Yep, as long as I don't have to sleep and shit.
Okay, fine.
Whoa, 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 yeah!
Little flat.
Hey, Dad. Can I have some money to go to the mall with my friends?
No.
Why not?
Because money don't just grow on trees.
I'm literally a millionaire famous superstar singer, Hannah Alabama.
Yeah, you're literally a millionaire when you turn 18. But for now, you filling daddy's pocket.
Okay, well, unfill your pockets so I can go to the mall with my friends.
Okay, unfill my pockets when you go upstairs and write me a whole nother damn album.
Oh, I'm tired of living this double life.
Well, you're the one that wanted to live a normal childhood. If I were you, I would have been doing all sorts of cocaine off every woman's asshole I could find. I'd probably have 2 DUIs by now and every STD under the sun.
Oh, this is so not the best of both worlds.
Oh, shit, your friend Oliver's coming. Take the wig off.
Is that a wig?
No, this is our new long hair poodle.
Is it dead?
I think so, yeah.
Boy, don't you know not to ask about people's poodles.
I'm sorry?
And what are you doing in my house? You just walked in?
Oh, I just, I thought we were friends.
Oh. Well, that's my cue to go. Whatever you do, don't let them get you pregnant. It'll ruin your career.
Oh, sweet niblets.
Hey, Miley. So I got 2 tickets to the Hannah Alabama concert. You want to go with me?
Oh, yeah, or I can't. I'm busy that day. I have a funeral.
Oh, who died?
The poodle.
Oh, wait. I didn't tell you what day the concert was.
What day is the concert?
What day is the funeral?
It's the day of the concert is the funeral. So what day is the concert?
Saturday.
Oh, that's the day of the funeral. I can't go, son.
Wait, but the concert's at night and funerals are usually during the daytime.
Yes, but you see, our funerals are all day long into the night kind of a thing. It goes all day, all night.
Wait. You know, I think I actually got the tickets for Friday's concert. So you can still go, right?
Oliver, I have to tell you something. It's a secret.
Okay.
Okay, but you gotta promise not to treat me any different, and you can't tell anyone.
Okay, I promise. Whatever you tell me, I don't really give a shit.
Okay, well, you see, I'm Hannah Alabama.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh my god, you're Hannah Alabama. Can I have money?
What?
Well, like, you must have a lot of money, right? So can I have some?
I don't have any money. My dad keeps it all.
No, that's bullshit. You have money. Give me money.
I can't.
How about this? If you don't give me money, I'm going to tell everybody that you're Hannah Alabama.
Oliver, that's literally extortion.
Sorry, I'm a bad person.
Mm-mm-mm. Money sure does change people.
I didn't like that one that very much.
Well, time to watch Magic Mike. Go to bed, Jeffy.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Magic Mike. I'm going to suck my titties.
Marvin,
oh, please.
Maybe we should put on a cartoon for Jeffy to fall asleep to, like Mickey Mouse Trap House.
That.
Okay, fine. We'll watch Mickey Mouse Trap House.
It's the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Come inside. We got dope inside.
Hey, Goofy, did you shove all that product up your ass?
Sure did, Mickey. Let's just hope the baggie doesn't break and absorb into my colon again.
You know, I think it's kind of funny how your colon also tied the baggie back up with half the product still inside.
You're right, Mickey. That is pretty funny. Oh, shit, Mickey. Donald's OD'ing.
Goofy, did you put fentanyl in the drugs again?
You called it fentanyl.
Aw, grab the Narcan, Goofy.
Uh-oh, it's too late, Mickey. You better call the Mouseketeer and get a shovel, because he's dead.
Aw, well, it looks like Goose is on the menu tonight.
He's a duck, Mickey. God damn it, who's at the door? Michael Vick?
Yeah, I came to pick up my dog.
I forgot to mention, I sold Pluto into the dog fighting business.
Oh, Marvin, look, he fell asleep.
What? No, Jake, wake up. Go sleep in the shit.
Marvin, don't wake him up. Look how cozy he is.
But I wanted to watch a Magic Mike and the da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, we can da-da-da-da-da-da tomorrow.
Oh, curse you, Jeffy.
look, Simmons, all I'm saying is if Tyrese Halliburton wouldn't have torn his Achilles, Indiana would have won.
I don't know, but...
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm new here. Where am I supposed to go?
Jonathan, what the hell are you doing in the Air Force?
I wanted to be a part of the few and you're proud.
That's the Marines, Jonathan.
Oh, well, at least I can still tell hot babes that I fly a fighter jet.
They're not going to let you fly a fighter jet right away. You have to learn how to do that.
I already know how to do that. I play Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Okay, well, it's still going to be a long time before they let you fly a fighter jet.
Okay, well, I can still tell hot babes that I'm a pilot. Watch and learn. Hey there, my name's Johnny.
Oh, my God!
What the hell, Jonathan? Why did you spit in her face?
I didn't mean to spit in her face. I just missed. Oh, who is that?
Oh, that's Brandon. Used to be Brandy.
I only joined so I could transition.
Oh, so hot. What does transition mean?
It means she has a dick, Jonathan.
Oh, and balls?
Well, I don't know about the balls.
Hey, do you have balls?
Don't ask her about her balls.
Oh, sorry. I need a bathroom right now.
All right, boys. I'm afraid I got some slightly urgent news for you.
What's the matter, sir?
Well, it looks like Iran went ahead and launched a nuclear missile at us.
Wait, like right now?
Yes, right now. It's about to hit New York City in about 5 minutes. Turn that shit into a parking lot.
Well, sir, we should probably shoot it down.
Yeah, normally we would, but our entire missile defense is out at lunch right now. The line at Chick-fil-A is wrapped around the building, and there's no way they're getting out of line, because they already paid, so that'd be a waste of money. And they still gotta pick up my lunch. And they better not forget my frozen lemonade, goddammit.
Sir, I just think it's really dangerous that our entire missile defense goes to lunch at the same time.
Well, we didn't think the Iranians would guess our secret confidential lunchtime. I mean, 2:30 is a pretty late lunch. Nobody would have guessed that. It must have leaked.
Still can't believe that my buddies at Missile Defense's lunchtime is at 2:30 while mine is at 12. I just think we should all have the same lunchtime, Post.
Well, the only way we're gonna stop that missile is if one of you boys hops in a fighter jet, flies up to 30,000 feet, smashes right into that sumbitch. Sure, you're gonna die, but you'll be saving America. You'll be an American hero. So who wants to do it? Who wants to die for America?
I'll do it.
I'll do it, sir.
No, I'll do it, sir.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, that is so many volunteers. Wow, that's great. I would love to do it, but I actually have a dentist appointment tomorrow, and I can't cancel again, because I keep canceling, and they say they're going to drop me as a patient if I cancel one more time, so I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, sir.
I can tell you all want to be American heroes, so hey, we live in a democracy, so let's do it that way. Let's make it a raffle. I'll get a hat and put all your names in there, and whoever I draw gets to die for America.
Oh, but not me, though, because of the appointment, like I said.
All right, I'll go get the hat and put everybody's name in.
Well, not everybody, though, because not me, because of the appointment.
All right, I got the hat with everybody's name in it.
But not mine, though, right? Because I have a dentist appointment?
Well, of course yours is in there, guy. You're our best pilot.
But see, that's the thing, is you don't want to lose your best pilot, because if you want to retaliate, you want to have a good pilot, right? So it should really be somebody else, because, I mean, clearly everybody else really wants to do it.
Nuh-uh, guy, we're doing this fair and square. So whoever's name I pull out of this hat, that who gets to die for America.
Oh, please don't be me. Please don't be me. I'll start going to church, God. Please don't be me.
It's Bobby!
Oh, thank the fuck.
Oh, well, congrats, Bobby!
Way to go, Bobby!
It'll be my honor to die for my country.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I don't even have a dentist appointment. I was just trying to be the biggest pussy.
Bobby, why is your name in the hat twice?
Because I snuck it in there twice so I could be a hero.
Bobby, you're disqualified for cheating.
Well, I think mine is actually in there 4 times.
No, I think I only see it in there once.
But, I mean, Bobby clearly wants to do it, right? Because he cheated it. It should really be Bobby.
No, we're going to have to draw again. And whoever I draw this time is really dying for their country. It's Brooklyn Guy.
Fuck me. I don't want to die.
Whoa, congrats, big blow.
Congratulations, Brooklyn Guy.
I'll suck you off.
Oh, lucky.
Congratulations, mate. You're going to be a hero.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. It's my honor to die.
Well, at least you'll get a purple heart.
Oh, great. They can pin it to my fucking grave because I'm not going to be alive to see it.
Sir, can we please talk about this? I think maybe you should keep drawing names, and then whoever gets last, that's who gets to die for their country. That seems fair.
No, guy, the hat picked you.
But, sir, this isn't fucking Harry Potter. I have a daughter, and I have a wife, and I know I lied about the dentist appointment, but I really do have one coming up in, like, 6 months, because I think I have a cavity, because whenever I eat and I bite down, my tooth hurts.
Guy, quit rambling, okay? You're going to get in that F-22, and you're going to fly right into that missile. Now, go!
Jonathan! Jonathan!
Attention all single ladies and MILFs! My brother is gonna die an American war hero! Here's a link to my Tinder and my Hinge post. Hey there. You know that guy that's gonna die an American war hero? That's my brother. Why don't you suck this nutsack?
Ew, no!
Aww.
Jonathan, I really need to talk to you.
Oh, hey, what's up, bro? I just want you to know that I am so proud of you for wanting a dying American hero. And your wife, Karen, don't worry. I'll take care of her. I'll take real good care of her. Like if she's ever missing you and she wants to do stuff to you, I'll have her do whatever she wants to do to you, to me. Like if she wants to throw that ass back, like all up on me, I'm not gonna like it, but I'll let her do it. But I'm not gonna like it, even if she just keeps throwing that ass back on me. Like, oh, damn, girl. I'm not gonna like it. I mean, I might like it a little bit. Also, I maxed out my credit cards on edible thongs. The butt part, cherry flavor.
Okay, well, you don't even have to worry about that, because I actually just talked to the chief, and keep your voice down. Don't want anybody to hear this, but he wants you to fly the jet into the nuke.
But he picked your name out of that!
Shh, quiet. That was just for show for everybody else, because he didn't want them to think that he was showing favoritism, okay? But he wants it to be you.
Oh, well, maybe I should go talk to him.
No, don't talk. Don't talk to him, because he said he doesn't want to see you, because he's going to feel bad about making you do this.
But why would he pick me?
Well, because with your glasses, you look like Harry Potter, so he knows you're the chosen one.
But it's my only my first day on the job.
Well, it's okay. You can still do it.
But I don't know how to fly a jet.
Oh, of course you do. You did the Microsoft Flight Simulator thing, right?
I lied so I could get laid.
Well, it doesn't even matter. You don't even need to know how to land, okay? You're going to crash anyway.
I really should go talk to him.
No, don't talk to him. He specifically said he doesn't want to see your face.
But Brooklyn guy, I don't want to die a virgin.
No, don't worry about that. I heard that when you get up there, there's 72 virgins.
72 virgins?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be 73 when I get up there.
Yeah, exactly. So the jet is that way. And if anybody asks, just tell them your name is my name.
Do any of them have wieners?
Sure, whatever you want, buddy.
Okay, I'll do it. But let me make a post real quick.
No, more tweets. No more tweets.
But my 104 verified Iranian followers.
I will tell them, okay? We just can't let them know what's coming.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay, so go. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm going home.
Oh, Boyne, how was your day working at the military?
Yeah, it was okay. A little stressful.
Oh, Boyne, my day was stressful. Speaking of that, are you going to ask me about it?
Oh, I can't imagine what could be so stressful.
Okay, so listen, Boyne. I woke up today at about 12:30 in the afternoon, okay? And I decided to make the bet.
Oh, wow. That's a big ask.
Yes, but listen, Boyne, this is what happened. So whenever I would pull down the fitted sheet over one of the corners, it would pop up on the other side. So I had to keep running back and forth. And by the time I finished, Boyne, I was just so tired that I had to take a nap. And I messed up the bed again, and I just didn't make it again.
Wow, that does sound really stressful.
It was, Boyne.
Did any part of your day make you almost die?
Oh, it's so funny you should ask, Boyne, because when I got hungry, I decided to make pizza bagels, but when I bit into them, it was still cold. Boyne, I could have died from raw pizza bagels.
Oh, thank God that didn't happen.
It had pepperoni on them, Boyne. Raw pepperoni.
Oh, raw pepperoni?
I could have died from salmonella.
Oh, that is crazy.
So why was your day stressful?
Oh, nothing as crazy as yours. You know, the printer ran out of ink.
Oh, Boyne, I'm so sorry.
Oh, hey, you had a worse day. Oh, hold on, I think I'm getting a phone call. No, it's my mom. Hello?
Hey, fuckhead.
Hi, Mom.
Have you heard from Jonathan? He's not answering my phone calls, and he always answers Mommy's phone calls.
No, I haven't heard from him. Did you know he joined the Air Force?
No, I didn't know that. You make sure you look after him now because you're his older brother, and if anyone tries to fuck with him, you lay their ass out.
Yeah, I will do that.
And you know he still pisses the bed, right? I just got done washing his piss sheets, and I can only hit those sheets with the Tide Pin so many times. Those sheets are all stained to fuck.
Okay, I will let him know.
All right, fuck you.
Love you too, Mom.
Who's on the phone, Boyne?
Oh, it was my mom.
Oh, what did she want?
Oh, just to cuss me out, I guess.
Boyne, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? The United States military has an announcement, so let's go to that now.
My fellow Americans, at approximately 2:35 p.m. today, Sergeant Rodriguez got me a goddamn Diet Coke instead of a frozen lemonade from Chick-fil-A. He has since been dishonorably discharged. Also at 2:35 p.m. today, brave soldier Brooklyn T. Guy hopped in his F-22 fighter jet and crashed right into an Iranian nuclear warhead headed toward New York City, sacrificing his own life and saving millions of Americans. He will be known from now on as a badass American war hero. And from now on, today will be known as Brooklyn Guy Day.
Boyne, you're here! So, are you a ghost, Boyne?
Not a ghost.
Are you like Casper?
No, I'm not like Casper.
Oh, so you're not friendly, boy?
No, I am not friendly.
Are you like the other ones, the mean ones?
I'm not a ghost.
Oh, well, then, Boydie, why did the TV tell me you died?
Okay, listen, Karen. At work, I...
Okay. Cody, go call the cops.
Okay, yeah, okay, get my phone. Okay, Junior, get my phone.
He's eating your doll, dude.
Joseph, stop him!
Cody, no!
Joseph, please!
Cody, shut up!
Junior, tell Joseph to stop him!
Junior, I don't care, I'm still gonna watch!
Cody, just call 911.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, 911! What's your emergency?
Yeah, hey, sorry, I'm just trying to liven things up here. This job can get really depressing, you know, listening to people's emergencies all the time. Like, the last call I got was about this guy who killed his whole family and then he shot himself on the phone, so I'm really hoping this call's gonna be happier. Oh, well, we got a chef that's cooking kids. But really? He's cooking kids? Yeah, alive. Oh, man. Are you sure? Like, this isn't a prank or anything? No, he's really doing it. Well, can you prove it? I don't even want to believe you. This sucks. Well, I guess you could talk to the cooked kid. Yeah, let me do that.
Help me!
Yeah, that sounds like a half-cooked kid. Damn it. Okay, we're coming. All right, Junior, the police are on their way.
What?
There they are. They're here.
All right, child cooker, we have the place surrounded, so freeze and come out with your hands up.
How can he come outside if he's frozen?
Oh, that's a good point, Simmons. I didn't think about that. Okay, so
unfreeze, and then put your hands up, and then come outside and freeze again.
Well, how can you open the door if his hands are up?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Forget all that. So I want you to unfreeze, and then come outside, and then close the door, because we don't want bugs getting in the house. And then put your hands up, and then freeze again.
How's that sound, Simmons?
That was good, mate.
Okay, so just do all that.
I don't think he's coming out.
Oh, maybe he got confused and he thought he was still supposed to freeze inside. Well, let's just go in and get him.
Hold on, we're coming, we're getting you.
What the hell? Who's at the door?
Freeze!
What?
I will unfreeze and put your hands up and then freeze!
That's so confusing!
Just get the hell on the ground!
All right, kids, we arrested your chef.
Why am I being arrested?
Because you've been cooking kids while they're alive.
Junior, why are you lying to the cops? I didn't cook a damn kid!
If you didn't cook a kid, then what's that?
What the hell? I don't know what that is!
Well, it's obviously a kid that you cooked with a bunch of food.
Oh, no, I didn't cook a damn kid! How many times do I have to say that?
Okay, well, let's ask him. Are you a kid that he cooked?
He created me! Daddy!
Oh, my God, you cooked your own kid, you sick bastard! Well, I mean, I guess that's better than cooking somebody else's kid. I mean, if he's yours, I guess you could still... No, cooking kids is definitely wrong!
He's not my kid, and I didn't cook his ass!
Huh. Simmons, have there been any kids reported missing today?
Not today, Matt.
Really? Not in the whole world?
Nope.
Wow, it is a good day to be a kid. We are doing really good. Well, I guess if there's no missing kids, then it can't be a kid.
Exactly.
Unless he's your kid!
What the? No, it's not my kid!
Huh, okay, well, I mean, I guess it's just some kind of food monster. And as much as I'd love to stick around and figure out what that's all about, I'm sure you guys will just call me later, so you're free to go.
Hey, Mike, can I have one of his marshmallows?
No!
Simmons, just leave the freak alone. Let's go.
So, Chef Pee-Pee, what is that thing?
I don't know.
Well, what were you cooking downstairs?
My world-famous junk food jambalaya.
But what were the ingredients?
Well, you have marshmallows, Oreos, Cheerios.
But that's all stuff that's on the food monster. Keep going with the ingredients.
Skittles, cheeses, olive oil.
Olive oil? Are you sure you didn't use olive oil?
What the hell is olive oil? I use olive oil. I know what I use.
Well, go get the bottle. Let me see.
Okay. Cody, you're right! It's olive oil!
Yeah, olive oil's just like olive oil, but it makes food come alive. My mom accidentally used this on some lasagna one time, and it wouldn't leave me alone for a week. We had to hire Garfield to eat his ass.
Who the hell would make something like this?
I don't know, but it's extra virgin olive oil, so he's gonna be really horny.
I'm saving myself for marriage!
Wait. So this is really my creation of my son?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we can eat him if you don't want him. He looks pretty tasty.
Hell no, you're not eating my son! Oh, he's gonna be a big basketball player when he grows up! I'm about to go and buy some basketball.
Yeah, because that's what I think when I look at that. NBA All-Star. Conehead McGee.
Oh, I like that name. Conehead McGee. Do you like that name? Oh, he looks hungry, Cody. Do you have that free medium french fries you get every week?
Well, yeah, of course.
Go grab your french fries. Let's feed him.
Okay. Jesus. Okay, I got the french fries.
Okay, feed him a fry.
Okay, here you go. Eat it. Come on, eat it.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Shove it in his mouth.
Junior, isn't this kind of like forced cannibalism because he's made of food and we're making him eat food?
Yes, he's right, dude. This is wrong.
Well, we're humans and we eat food, so then what does food eat?
Humans. Uh-oh, there's the problem. If you were wondering what the problem in the video is, there it is.
Dude, we gotta eat him first. It's a doggy-dog world.
It is a doggy-dog world.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
What? No, it's doggy-dog world.
No, it's dog-eat-dog. Like it's brutal, dog-eat-dog.
Dogs don't eat other dogs, unless you're Michael Vick.
Dude, that's not what happened, but okay.
He made them fight and made them eat each other.
Guys, let's not get into this right now. Let's just try to figure out how to get this monster to not eat us.
Okay, well, we're not gonna eat him. I think we can train this food monster to not want to eat humans, because I know another monster that used to eat humans and doesn't do it anymore.
The fact that you know a monster.
Come on, guys, follow me. Come on, Conehead McGee. Okay, guys, here's the Cookie Monster.
Hi, it's me, Cookie Monster.
Junior, Cookie Monster didn't used to eat people.
Oh, yes, me did. Me used to eat all parts of people. Me used to eat arms, legs, head, nose, and sometimes me even eat the booty.
Oh, okay, well, how did you stop, Cookie Monster?
Me found God and cookies, and me found my savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay, well, I'm really glad you could do that, Cookie Monster, that's really nice.
And sometimes, when me eat cookie, me think of how the bone crunch from human. See, listen. Sound just like this crunch of human child head.
Yeah, I guess it might sound like that, yeah.
And sometimes when me dream about when I ate family of six in Utah. They were camping, and I ate the mother in front of the kids. I cut her head off and drank her blood. And sometimes I think her head sound like this.
Okay, well, I'm really glad you don't do that anymore, Cookie Monster.
Sometimes we think about how human flesh is sweeter than cookie.
Okay, well, we have a monster here that doesn't want to eat humans anymore, so can he have some of your cookies?
No! My cookies! Find your own!
Okay, well, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, let's go figure out something else.
Yeah, okay, Junior. We need to figure out something this monster can eat that's not humans, because if he gets a taste for human flesh, it's over.
Well, how about we ask him what he'd want besides humans? Hey, Conehead!
That was good.
Oh, my God, he ate Joseph.
Oh, my God, what are we going to do?
Junior, let's climb up here. He can't reach us up here.
I'll suck the marrow from your bones.
Well, I like the sucking part, but not the marrow part.
Oh, call the cops, Cody.
Okay. Hello, 911, you're on your way. Okay, great. Okay, Junior, they're coming.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Oh, hey, you're that food monster thing. Oh, hello.
We're hiding up there because he eats humans.
Oh, hey, freeze, he's trying to eat you. Get on the ground.
But you told me to freeze.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, unfreeze.
Freeze!
Unfreeze on the ground, freeze! Jesus, I gotta be so specific with people these days.
What are you doing to my baby? Oh, I just got this basketball so we can ball together. Isn't that right, LeBron James Goldhead?
They're trying to kill me!
Yeah, well, your son is trying to eat these kids, so I'm gonna give you two options. I can either shoot him or you can eat him.
Oh, my baby boy. Well, I brought you into this world. I guess I have to eat you out.
Hey, what? I'm gonna need you to rephrase that for me.
I'm about to eat him. I'm about to eat this booty like groceries.
Ew.
I wish that was me.
Wow, I can't believe you ate the whole thing. Yeah, it's never easy eating your first kid, but it does get easier. At least that's what my schizophrenic grandma told me before she put me in the microwave. Anyway, now that the threat's neutralized, I guess I can go home. I'm just grabbing one of these Skittles. Oh, see ya.
Oh, I think I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah, well, Junior, now that that's over, I think it's time we address the elephant in the room.
Your mom's here? Your big fat mom's here?
No, Junior, the elephant in the room.
Oh, that olive oil isn't a real thing?
No, the actual elephant that's in the room. It's right here. It's huge. What's it doing here?
There is a huge elephant in the room.
You didn't notice the giant elephant? We just climbed it a minute ago.
I didn't even notice. I guess I'm just so used to your fat mom being around that I just assumed that was your mom.
You thought we climbed my mom to get away from a monster?
I don't know, Cody. I don't know how the elephant got here.
I don't know either. It's not mine.
Well, it's not mine.
Well, maybe it was Joseph's.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on today.
I don't know.
Hello?
Hey, Junior!
What's up, dude?
We're here for movie night.
Penelope, why are you standing next to Joseph?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about, dude?
Like, I don't understand why Cody's not between you guys.
Well, I don't know. This is just how we walked here.
You walked the whole way here with Penelope and Joseph standing next to each other?
Well, we didn't think about it, but yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm black, but I'm not gonna rob her ass.
And come to think of it, I was standing closest to the road, so I totally could have gotten hit by oncoming traffic.
Yeah, I wish a truck would have hit your ass.
Oh, I hate you!
I hate you, too!
And now you guys are flirting?
Dude, we're not flirting, I promise you.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Junior?
I don't know. I don't like this whole situation. Like, Cody, can you please stand between them?
Why? We're just going to come in anyway.
Can you please just stand between them? I don't like what I'm seeing.
Okay, fine.
Oh, my God. It's not that serious, bro.
All right, guys. Now you can come in.
Oh, my God.
So, guys, what movie do you want to watch? I think we should watch the movie Cats. I want to see me some rum-tum-tugger, and then maybe Junior can give me a rum-tum-tug.
Aw, I love Grisabella.
Dude, I don't want to watch the stupid Cats movie. Let's watch Air Buzz. Where are my dogs at, you know?
Junior, movie suggestions?
I want to watch Marley and Me.
But I really want to watch a movie about cats. Hey, if we watch Cats versus Dogs, then we can all be happy.
Why are our only options animal movies?
Hey, I think I left my phone at home, but I don't want to walk by myself to go get it. Junior, are you going to offer to walk with me to get my phone?
I was going
to
see if Joseph would offer first.
Dude, why would I offer? I would offer to trip her ass in the road or something.
Because you're good at finding phones?
Dude, that's not a skill.
Junior, can you walk with me to go get my phone or not?
You don't need your phone. You're with me. You don't need to text other guys.
But what if my dad calls?
Your dad's a guy. He counts. You can't text him either.
Oh, you're so weird.
Can you please just sit next to me and not between me and Joseph?
I am sitting next to you, Junior.
But I don't want you sitting next to Joseph. Can you sit between me and Cody, please?
Why, Junior? Why are you being so weird?
Please just do that. It'll make me feel a lot more comfortable.
Oh, my God, fine.
You guys want to watch Cat Dog?
Isn't that weird?
Well, it's kind of weird because it's a cat and a dog fused together. Like, how do they poop? And do they have penises? And do they have, like, one penis and share it? And even then, who feels it? Oh, Junior, come with me. There's a surprise at the door.
What is it?
Well, it's a surprise. I have to show you. Come on, let's go.
Wait, just me and you? Like, you want me to leave Penelope and Joseph on the couch alone?
Yeah, so what?
No, Penelope has to go with us.
Okay, how about you and Penelope go get it?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Thanks, buddy. Wait. I like that. You think with your head.
Okay,
yeah, you're on my side. Come on.
What?
Hello?
Hey, they got DoorDash. Wait, Penelope?
Dad, what are you doing here?
I'm DoorDashing.
Why are you in your doctor's outfit?
Oh, I DoorDash in between surgeries to get some extra munion.
What?
Munion. It's what young people call money.
Oh, my God, Dad. I hate when you use young people terms. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, come on, Penelope. Don't be a hater just because your dad's out there getting that munion.
Please stop saying that.
I'm edging, Penelope.
No, you're not, Dad.
I'm gooning for munion.
No, you're not, Dad!
Look, just take these hot dogs and have yourself a skibbity toilet day, okay? Ohio baby Gronk.
Oh, my God, I hate my life!
Dude, what's Junior's problem today? Is he, like, racist or something?
I don't know. He's just in a weird mood.
Cody, you DoorDash something?
Yeah, get us some hot dogs.
Oh, my God, now we can watch a movie about cats because we'll have cats and dogs.
Why'd you get us hot dogs, Cody?
Because they're good.
Junior, that's rude. Just say thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Cody.
All right, let me pass these out. All right, guys, start sucking down your dogs. I would eat mine in front of you guys, but this video would get age-restricted.
Dude, why are my hot dogs so damn big?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I accidentally ordered two big ones.
Aw, I'm just so hungry. I don't think this is enough for me.
Do you want some of my big hot dog?
Sure, I'll take it.
Of course you want some of Joseph's big hot dog.
Well, yeah, Junior, he offered.
Yeah, dude, I got plenty, and this will definitely fill her up.
Of course it would fill her up. Look at her.
Well, listen, it's just so small. It's not going to fill me up.
Yeah, sharing is caring, dude, and she's begging for it. Let me give it to her.
I know she's begging for it. She needs to shut up.
Junior, I just want more food.
Bro, I'm about to shove it in her mouth just to keep her quiet.
Of course you'd love to do that, you sick freak.
Junior, what's your problem?
Dude, look, if she wants it, I'm going to give it to her, bro, at any time of the day.
I know you are, guys. I want you to shut up. I'm going to go get drinks because I'm thirsty. Cody, can you please keep an eye on Penelope and make sure she doesn't do anything while I'm gone?
I don't need a babysitter, Junior.
Cody, just please make sure that she doesn't touch Joseph's hot dog, please.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Cody, so I'm thinking I should start wearing hats. Like, I could be a hat girl now.
Oh, that could be cool. What kind of hat?
I don't know, like maybe baseball hats?
Ooh, you should get a green one. That way it matches your eyes and the bottom of your shoes.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Hey, Joseph, can I try on your baseball hat?
Yeah, whatever. Just don't lose it. I think Michael Jordan wore it once.
Okay, what do you think?
I like it.
Joseph, what do you think?
It was pretty tight.
Pretty tight? How would you know?
Dude, she's wearing my hat. That's how I know.
Why are you wearing Joseph's hat?
Because I asked him if I could try it on.
Why are you wearing another man's hat?
Because I think I could be a hat girl now. Like, I could pull it off.
Yeah, the hat matches her eyes or something like that.
How do you know Penelope's eye color? Why are you staring at her eyes?
Dude, Cody pointed it out.
That's true. I did say that.
So now I have to worry about you too?
I'm gay.
Junior, why are you being so weird today?
Okay, you know what? Take your hat back, Joseph. I think I need to talk to my boys. Can you leave?
Excuse me?
Can you just please be a good girlfriend and go to the other room?
Are you serious right now?
I need to talk to the bros.
Okay.
Dude, what's your problem?
Okay, your hat fell.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it right here.
All right, so the problem is, guys, earlier, before you guys got here, I fell asleep, and I had a dream that you banged Penelope.
That's a
funny ass dream, but really a nightmare, because that would never happen, dude. She's butt fucking ugly, dude. She wears glasses and she wears plaid like a total nerd. Isn't that right, Cody?
Yeah, I agree. Total nerd.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that up, Joseph.
Yeah.
I was just really worried. I don't know. After I had that dream, it felt so real, and then when I opened the door, you were right next to her, and sorry, guys, for being such a lame square. I just started freaking out when I saw her next to Joseph.
Dude, it would never be real.
Thank you so much for telling me that.
Yeah.
All right, let me go get Penelope and tell her this whole thing was a big misunderstanding. Penelope, are you in here?
Hey, nerd.
What? Penelope, you're in bed with Bully?
Yeah, because he's hot.
Yeah, she left the zero and got with the hero.
Like that?
Wait, that was a dream too?
You must have had a bad nightmare. I fell asleep during the movie.
What? I fell asleep during the movie?
Yeah, I knew you weren't gonna stay up.
Wait, I had a dream inside a dream, and my first dream was that Joseph banged my girlfriend, and then I had another dream that Bully banged my girlfriend.
Well, get your money on up, broke ass boy, old stupid ass, goof ass, ugly ass, dumb ass boy. Ooh, broke ass. Ugh.
Thanks, Chef Peepee.
Anytime.
Oh, no, who's that? Hello?
Hey, Junior.
What's up, dude?
We're here for movie night.
Oh, wait a minute. Joseph, do you like Penelope?
Ew, hell no, dude.
All right, guys, come inside.
Okay.
All right, guys, you ready for movie night? I think we should watch the movie Cats, because I'm ready.
Rum Tum Tugger, I know.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Because you love Rum Tum Tugger. You don't stop talking about it.
Oh.
I love
Grizabella.
How did you know that, Junior?
Because you're my girlfriend. Of course I know what your favorite character in the movie Cats is.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Forget Grizabella, dude.
We're not watching Air Bud.
Dude, why not? I mean, how do you know?
Because you always want to watch Air Bud, Joseph. How about we don't watch a movie and we just wait for Cody's DoorDash?
Wait, how did you know I ordered DoorDash?
You always DoorDash hot dogs on movie nights.
Oh.
I'll get it. Hey, thanks for the DoorDash.
I'm gooning.
All right, guys, here's your hot dog.
Oh, thank you so much for getting me the big hot dog, Cody. I'm starving.
That was actually an accident. All right, guys, suck down your hot dogs. I would eat mine in front of you guys, but this video would get age-restricted.
Hey, Junior, I'm thinking about being a hat girl now. Like, I think I could pull it off.
No, I think a hat would make you look ugly.
Hey, Joseph, can I try your hat on?
Yeah, whatever. But look, Michael Jordan wore one, so don't lose it.
No, he's lying. Michael Jordan never wore that hat.
Wait.
Oh, no, Junior. I think I left my phone at home. I need to go get it.
No, your dad was a DoorDasher who dropped off the food, and I told him that you left your phone at home.
Wait, how would you know I left my phone at home?
Because I didn't see it in your pockets, and I tried calling you, and it didn't ring, so I just assumed you left it at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Junior, we're really not going to watch a movie on movie night?
No, we're going to sit here and eat our hot dogs in peace.
Oh, this is so boring, Junior.
It's lame, dude.
Hey, Cody, do you have something on your lip?
Oh, no. Is it another pimple?
I don't know. Let me see. Oh, I'm not
get in on this.
Come on in, Junior. The water's fine.
Oh!
Junior, why are you screaming like that?
Oh, there's just no way it was a dream again.
Yeah, you fell asleep during the movie. I knew you weren't going to stay up that long.
Chef Peepee, I keep having a dream inside of a dream inside of a dream of my girlfriend cheating on me.
Yeah, that's some broke boy shit. Get your money up. Get the money up. Some funds up, boy. Ugh, you lame ass, goofy ass, ugly ass, broke ass, boy. I can't have that broke energy, Mimi.
I'm sorry, Chef Peepee.
Yeah, stay away.
Hello.
Hey, Junior.
What's up, dude?
We're here for movie night.
Guys, I don't feel good. I don't think I can do movie night tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't feel well, Junior. Well, let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, I hope you feel better, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
It smells so delicious! Oh my God, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom! But first, I need to add one more ingredient, the olive oil. Let's toss it up, baby! Okay, alright, I need to go to the bathroom.
You hear that, guys? My tummy's ready for some din-din.
What the hell is din-din?
You know, din-din, like dinner?
Dude, are you 2 years old?
Guys, calm down. Chef Peepee will be done cooking dinner soon.
Well, what's he cooking? Because my tummy's ready for some din-din. Isn't that right, tummy?
Yeah, Cody, I want some din-din.
Dude, if you say din-din one more time, your ass is done-done.
Ah! Why am I alive?
Is that a food monster? What the hell was that, Junior?
I was trying to distract him.
Good thinking, dude. Maybe it's a food zombie, and we got to eat him before he spreads.
Yeah, let's eat him.
Wait, don't eat him. What if it's a kid, and Chef E was trying to cook him? And maybe all that food got burned onto his skin when he was in the oven before he escaped.
Dude, that's a dark turn. We're kids.
Wait, so Chef E's trying to cook kids?
Why else would food be alive?
Help me!
Oh, he's saying help me. Only a kid would say help me. Wait, hold on. Where are you from?
The kitchen!
Chef E's from the kitchen.
Yeah, so is food.
But need to cook the kids!
Oh, no, we have to call the cops. Poor Chef E, but he has to go to jail for his crimes, trying to cook a kid. What's wrong with him?
Met me.
Wait, don't you cheat on your wife all the time?
Oh, here we go. Yes, I do. But I can do that because I'm the man. I work. I pay the bills, so I can do that. It's like a tax.
Wait, isn't that the problem, though? Maybe that's why she cheated.
Are you sure your wife's not cheating on you? Because that is cheater talk. You should smell her breath and make sure it doesn't smell like pumpkin.
Listen, buddy. Look, just calm down. What can we do to, like, get you distracted from your wife cheating on you?
You're right, Marvin. I should cheat on my wife to get back at her.
But you already cheat on your wife!
No, this time it'll be different, because it's gonna be for revenge. Like Japan, they blew up a couple of ships at Pearl Harbor, so we dropped 2 nukes on their asses. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bang 2 hot bitches. Come on, Marvin, to the strip club!
Marvin, no!
Marvin, to my car!
But you can't drive, you've been drinking.
I'm not gonna drive. You're gonna drive. Wink, wink.
I gotta go with him.
Marvin, please, no!
I gotta make sure he doesn't drive drunk.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're not driving. Give me your keys.
Oh, you want my keys, huh? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you're not driving.
It's push to start, you fucking idiot. It's a Hyundai Sonata.
Well, no, don't drive! Don't drive!
Wee!
The best part about working the night shift alone is you get all the doonits. Oh, Winking Wallaby, is that a drunk driver? I'm gonna go get him. Oh my god, the cops are behind us.
The cops? I'm a cop. If I just let them know, they'll let them go.
Oh god, thank god you're stopping.
Just let me do all the talking.
Excuse me, sir, you were swerving. Oh, hey, Mike.
Simmons, it's my partner Simmons. Marvin, we are good. We are good. Simmons is going to let me drive drunk, aren't you, Simmons?
Actually, man, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, because my body cam's on.
You fucking idiot. You're supposed to turn it off.
Well, they don't let us do that anymore, mate.
I just put a sticker over mine.
How many beers have you had tonight?
This is my 6th one. Here, you want a sip?
No, mate. You know I'm working. I can't drink on the job. Plus, I'm already 6 donuts deep. I got donuts in my car. You want one?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Marvin, you want a donut? Marvin doesn't, but I do.
All right, mate. Give me 1 second.
Put it right in my mouth.
There you are.
Oh, shit. I'm too drunk to eat donuts.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to do a sobriety test for you, so I'm going to need you to get out of the car.
Simmons, I already told you I'm drunk. I don't have to prove it. God, you are the worst cop ever.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to have to turn you in, so come on. Get out of the vehicle.
Okay, I will get out, but first you have to give me a hug.
All right.
Stupid pig!
What? You just tasered a cop!
Strip club, Marvin, titties!
What?
Titties, Marvin, titties! Oh, look at that, Marvin. Titties!
I don't want to be here. Let's leave.
Come on, Marvin. My wife cheated on me.
And you tasered a cop. You're probably wanted.
I don't care, Marvin. I have nothing left to live for. Like, watch this. Hey, ho!
What?
Come here.
Yeah?
Let me grab that. Oh, wow, those are nice.
Hey, you have to pay for that.
Oh, okay, here you go. There you go.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Enjoy it, it's my life savings.
Hey, no touching the lace.
The fuck? Hey, buddy, you better get out of my face before my friend Marvin kicks your ass.
Oh, I'd like to see him try.
Kick his ass, Marvin.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't want to kick
him. No, kick his ass. You could do it. Punch him right in the nose. He's got a weak sinus cavity. I can tell. It's like punching a shark. It'll just knock him right out.
Yeah, punch me in the nose.
See, he wants you to do a punch him, Marvin.
I'm not punching
him. Quit being a bitch and punch him.
Okay.
Oh, my God, he broke my wrist. He broke my wrist.
Marvin, what, you think you're the equalizer? You're not Denzel Washington.
You guys need to go.
Oh, you still want us to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just finish my beer. See what I tell you, Marvin? I knocked his ass out with my beer bottle, and it didn't even break. How do they do it in movies?
I think he broke my wrist. I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hey, girl.
What?
Come back to my house. I want you to meet my wife.
Give me money.
Oh, okay, fine. Here you go. Yeah, see?
Ooh.
This is what you want?
Yeah.
I got all the power. Come on.
Okay. Marvin, what happened to your hand?
He broke it because he thought he was the equalizer.
No, you told me to punch that guy in the face.
Wait, where have you guys been?
The strip club!
Marvin, how could you?
I was trying to stop him from drinking and driving, and then he tasered a cop.
And tell her what else I did.
And then we went to the strip club, and then he met this stripper, and he took her on a shopping spree and bought her whatever she wanted, and then he went to the bank and gave her his life savings.
Why would you give that whore all your money?
Oh, damn. I am so sorry. She actually prefers the term hoe. It's more respectful.
He saved me from a ditch, and now I'm a classy-ass bitch. Why would you give that hoe all your money?
Oh, easy. See, my wife cheated on me, so at the end of the day, I'm planning on a, you know... Yeah, can't take it with me, right? So I think I'm maybe going to run into a train, you know, just make it nice and quick. And by the way, don't fucking do that. If you were going to do that because of this scene, you have bigger problems and you should probably get some help. I shouldn't have to tell you that. And now you can get some help with today's sponsor, me telling you not to fucking do that. And also Gamer Subs, I guess.
Listen, buddy, I know your wife cheated on you, but you don't...
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I forgot for a second.
Listen, man, you can just take the money away from her. Like, you can take all that stuff back and get your money back.
Don't worry. I'm not going to do that. Marvin, stop. You're scaring her.
Listen, you're just doing a lot of...
Squeeze me, but I'm going to go brag to my wife that I have a new hotter wife and no money.
Oh, man, he's ruining his life.
I can't believe you told him we cheated.
I had to tell him the truth. It was killing me.
Hey, lovebirds.
Boy.
What it is. I just wanted to introduce you to my new girl. What is your name?
Angel Dust.
This is Veronica. She's definitely not a stripper, and I gave her our entire life savings.
Boy, you're cheating on me?
Yeah, I guess you're not the only one who likes to eat pumpkin, huh? Oh, come here, pumpkin.
Boynie, what are you talking about?
Well, you cheated on me, so I cheated on you.
Boynie, I didn't cheat on you. I cheated.
Well, tomato, tomato, you're still banging other guys. It doesn't matter what you call it.
No, Boynie, think. What were we doing the other night?
Well, apparently you were banging my brother while I was watching TV.
I wish!
No, Boynie, we were playing board games.
And?
I cheated at board games.
Wait, explain.
Well, Boynie, remember when we were playing Guess Who? Well, there was a mirror behind you, so I could see who your person was, and I was able to guess who it was by looking at the reflection. And then we played Monopoly, and I was the banker, so I kept stealing money from the bank when you weren't looking. Then we were playing Uno with Jonathan, and he gave me a bunch of draw four cards under the table so we could make you keep drawing cards all game long.
Damn it, I knew there was no way you had that many draw fours.
It was so funny, Boynie, because you had like 50 cards, and you kept having to draw four more.
And you just kept buying up all those properties in Monopoly?
Boynie, honey, I didn't buy those properties.
Oh, God damn it, I just thought you were really good at guessing who.
No.
Well, I did a lot to screw up my life.
It's okay, Boynie. I still love you.
No, you don't understand, Karen. I tased a cop. I hit this really scary bodyguard guy. I gave our entire life savings to this stripper. See, I thought I was going to get hit by a train later, and now I still want to.
It's okay, Boynie. You'll earn your money back. And when you do, can I go shopping?
Sure, if the train doesn't kill me.
Come on, Boynie. Let's go play board games.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Karen. We can set up the board right in front of the train.
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Ooh, we should watch the movie Cats. I want to see me some Rum Tum Tugger, and then maybe Junior can give me a Rum Tum Tug.
Aw, I love Grizabella.
Dude, I don't want to watch a cat movie. Let's watch Air Buzz. Where my dog's at, you know?
Yeah, let's watch a dog movie like Marley and Me.
But I really want to watch a movie about cats. Hey, how about we watch Cats versus Dogs, and then we can all be happy.
Why are our only options animal movies?
Oh, Junior, you know what? I think I left my phone in your room. I'm going to go get it.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to help her find it. I'm good at finding phones.
We could watch Cat Dog. You know, it's about a cat and a dog fused together.
You don't think that's weird?
Well, I mean, it's kind of weird because they're fused together and it's like, how do they poop? And do they both have penises or just one penis and they share it? And then who feels it, you know?
No, I meant like Joseph went to go help Penelope look for her phone.
Well, he said he was good at finding phones.
That's a weird thing to be good at finding.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm going to go check on him.
Okay.
Yeah, girl.
Well, Joseph, Penelope, where you guys at?
Oh, what's up, bros?
Penelope, why are you in bed with Joseph?
Because he's hot.
Yeah, she ain't lying. And once she go black, she never go back. Let's go, girl. Round three. Woo!
Damn, Junior, why are you screaming like that?
What was it?
It must have been a bad dream or something.
What? I fell asleep?
Yeah, you fell asleep during the movie. I knew you weren't going to stay up.
Oh, it was just a dream. Thank God it was just a dream. Chevy, I had the worst dream ever. I had a dream that my girlfriend Penelope cheated on me with my best friend Joseph.
Oh, wow, that's disgusting. Well, it's just a dream, Junior. But if it's not, damn, get your money up, little nigga. God, get your funds up, broke boy. Broke-ass nigga. God, leave. Lose ass.
Okay, thanks for the advice, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yeah, you can't be a broke boy near Pee-Pee.
That must be my friends at the door.
Adult's book idea. What? And then we get to make a lot of money.
I don't have any children book ideas.
We get to thinking, and then you also set up your dining room table. He'll be here any minute.
Okay.
Did you hear that? I could burp like that too if I had a drink or something other than green beans. Mother, I am going to bed.
Sorry, Jeffy. Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He's having a very important business meeting in my dining room.
Oh, that's nice.
So please keep an eye on him.
I have marshmallow nipples.
What are all these people doing here?
For the meeting with Miles Finch.
Why do you care so much about this meeting?
Because we posted a -8 last quarter. A -8 that does not happen. Guys, tell them -8's bad.
Oh, it's bad.
It's really bad.
Not good.
Nope. And it's all their faults.
Sorry.
So what we need to do is we need to propose a good book idea to Miles Finch so we can make some money. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, he's coming in, everyone. Stand up.
Please sit. Hello, everyone. I'm Miles Finch. Thank you. Stop. I'm Miles Finch, and I heard that you guys are in the crapper, and you need an idea for a new children's book. But I want to hear what you guys got first. You, what do you got?
Oh, well, I was thinking we have some ants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to collect food for grasshoppers.
That's Bug's Life, you idiot. Shut up! Blondie, what do you have?
There's a woman who lives with 7 dwarves. There's a boy with a peach.
Is it a big peach?
Huge. Giant.
Sounds like James and the Giant Peach, you nincompoop!
I knew it was familiar.
You red shirt!
Marvin, tell him your idea.
What idea?
Make one up.
There's a worm that lives in an apple, a red one. And he moves to a green apple because it's bigger. It belongs to his granny. It's to Granny Smith. She died. He inherited the apple, so he moved from the red to the green, and he likes it. It's bigger.
You're fucking blowing it.
I don't know. I don't want to say.
No. Hold on. He may be onto something. I like that. I like that. Wait. Hold on.
You do?
Yeah. But instead of the apple, we make it an onion. And we get rid of the worm. So it's a sad onion. Because he has no friends. He's lonely. Because he's so smelly, no one wants to be around him. And he makes everyone cry. But one day, he falls in the water, and he meets a fish. See, fish can't smell, and fish can't cry. So he becomes friends with the fish. We'll call it the fish and the onion. No. The onion and the fish.
Miles fucking Finch, everybody.
Unbelievable.
How did you do it?
It's what I... Miles
Finch. Is that an L? Dad, he's short like an elf.
You're hilarious, my friend.
No, don't pay attention to him. Just talk about the onion and the fish.
Okay, so I'm thinking for the title.
Does Santa know you left the North Pole?
Hey, Jackweed, I get more action in a week than you've gotten in your entire life. Women with big... fake bazongas, fake silicone implants. You know how many houses I have? 35. All across the world. Each one with a 75-inch plasma screen TV. Each one of those TVs with Hulu. Without ads. I'm talking 35 accounts. 35 TVs. 35 emails and passwords that I don't know. I have Spotify Premium. No ads. I have YouTube premium. I haven't seen an ad in 20 years. I don't know what products are going to come out in the future. I don't know what comes out of my bank account. It's all subscriptions. That's how much money I have. I don't care.
That's a lot of subscriptions for one elf.
Are you feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time, and I'll bite your ankles off.
Elf, 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 elf.
That's
elf,
it! Elf,
elf, elf. Come here, little fella. Ah, it's my ankles! Shit! Help! Help!
Oh, help! Oh, I see bone.
Marvin Benedict, you're evicted as fuck!
Why?
Because you cost me the book deal!
Well, that I didn't cost him, he did!
No, it's your fault!
That is it!
Never call Miles Finch again.
Buddy, get out of here!
Dad, I think my leg's broken!
Good, I want you out of my life!
But you're my dad!
I'm not your dad! You're a mistake! I never wanted you! Get out of here! Scram!
Just because you cussed out that elf, Marvin, doesn't mean that you're not evicted. You still gotta get the fuck out!
But Mr. Goodman, look! Miles Finch left his book of good ideas!
The book of good ideas? What's in it?
Well, like this idea. It's about a chopstick that falls in love with another chopstick so they can eat food together.
Oh. That's brilliant!
Oh, and all his emails and passwords to all 35 Hulu accounts!
Oh, we are saved! Marvin, good news! You're not evicted anymore!
And we have Hulu now!
Well, I feel bad that I cussed out that elf. I'm gonna go see if I can get him.
What the hell's wrong with this damn thing? Buddy, is that you?
My dad wanted nothing to do with me.
I told you Florida sucks.
Buddy?
Dad?
I just want to say I'm sorry for yelling at you.
Does that mean I get to come live with you?
No.
Fuck. Come on, buddy. Come with me and let's go get some lot lizards at the truck stop.
Okay.
I think I got this fixed.
Okay. Yes. Lot lizards.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, come on, where is it?
What's wrong, Junior?
I'm trying to build my Lego pod racer for the big Lego pod race.
You're going to compete in the Mos Espa Classic?
Well, I'm trying to.
But what about Sebulba? He wins every year.
I'm going to win this year.
You're not going to beat him in this puny thing.
Well, I'm missing my flap. See, look at the instructions. It says the flap goes right there, and I can't find that piece.
Well, you got to have your flap, Junior. How else are you going to steer?
I don't know, and the race is today.
Oh, yeah, I forgot today's Boonta Eve.
Cody, do you know anyone that could have that piece?
Well, you can always ask Watto.
I have the piece you're looking for.
How much do you sell it to me for?
500 credits.
I don't have that many credits.
Too bad, so sad.
Let me try this. You'll give me the piece for free.
Jedi mind tricks don't work on Toydarians.
I don't know.
No, seriously, Cody, stop screwing around. I can't find that piece.
Well, the only person who'd have a piece like that is a Jedi.
Do you know any Jedi?
No, all the Jedi got wiped out when Darth Sidious said, "Execute Order 66.
So they're all dead?
Yeah, I mean, except for Rey.
Oh.
Yeah.
A commercial?
A long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
There were two brothers who started a birthday party Star Wars business. Well, actually, he started it, and I didn't want to do it, but then he told our mom, and honestly, I could use the money. But anyway, we'll come to your birthday party and show you the power of the Force.
Unlimited power! Yeah!
So call now, and we'll be there in less than 12 parsecs.
You said sex.
Jonathan, this is a commercial.
Ooh, Junior, look, we could call them.
What, you keep knocking it over, Cody.
Oh, sorry, but we could call them. They look like real Jedi. I don't think they're just people in costumes.
Do you think they'll know where to find this piece?
Well, maybe, but if not, they can help us find somebody who does.
Okay, Cody.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Just scoot over there.
Oh, okay, yes.
How about you go call them?
Yeah, I'll go call them. And I'll also use the bathroom. So if I'm not here while they're here, it's...
Junior, I need you out of the house for the whole weekend. Now go! Well, I'm a kid. Where am I supposed to go?
Wait, you're not 18 yet? Oh, that makes sense, because your ass would have been out of my house by now.
Why do you need me gone?
Because I got a lady friend over for the weekend, and we handle the grown folks' business, and you cannot be here.
Wait, who is she?
Oh, she's a new mommy, but, you know, she calls me daddy, so she might be a new sister. I don't know.
Where am I supposed to go?
I got 3 tickets to Disney World. Look, you can take whoever you want, or any friend or whatever. Just, you can't be here. I got to use this red couch, and I'm going to be back in 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Butt naked, so get out!
Okay!
Yeah, I'll leave. I got 3 tickets to Disney World. I'm going to call my friends. Well, I only see 2. Oh, there's the 3. I'm going to call my friends.
Hey, Junior, you sounded really excited on the phone.
Yeah, dude, what's going on?
What if I told you guys I have 3 tickets to do something so cool this weekend, it'll make this summer the best summer ever?
Ooh, we going to Universal Studios?
Close.
Australia?
Not close at all.
A cruise?
No. Look, guys, I got 3 tickets to Disney World.
Oh, gay.
How's that gay, Cody?
We've been to Disney like a million times.
Yeah, Disney's for little kids, dude. Let's go to Universal Studios where the roller coasters are.
Yeah, roller coasters are cool.
Disney World has roller coasters. They have a rockin' roller coaster.
Okay, they have 1 decent roller coaster.
What about Space Mountain?
And Break My Neck? No, thank you.
Okay, they just opened up Tron.
Okay, Tron doesn't go upside down. You know what does go upside down? Velocicoaster.
Oh, dude, in the Incredible Hulk ride.
Yeah, and Harry Potter. I could get some butterbeer in Hogsmeade.
Come on, guys. We're going to Disney World. It's 3 tickets. Let's just go.
Nah, I think I'm going to stay here.
What? Yeah, dude, I'm going to go to the park.
Wait, you'd rather go to the park than Disney World?
Yeah, I don't want to wait in line for 3 hours to be disappointed.
Well, guys, listen. Let's just go to Disney World. It's just for the weekend. It'll be really fun, and we can go to Universal like next month.
Nah, I think I'm going to stay here.
Guys, we have to hurry up and go. My dad's about to be naked on this couch.
I'm sorry, what?
He said he's going to get naked, and he's going to be here, so we got to go.
Okay, I'm definitely staying now. I want to watch.
What? No, guys, if you're not going to Disney World with me, you got to go. Leave.
Oh, man, I wanted to see your dad's hog.
What? You guys really aren't going to Disney World? Just like that? What? I have 3 tickets to Disney World, and they really just won't go? Oh, hell no. I'm going to invite some other friends. I'm going to find some other friends. You hear me? I can't believe this.
Hey, Junior, you call me?
Hey, PJ Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw, pair of Jamie's Crenshaw.
Yep, that's my names. What's up?
I have 3 tickets to Disney World, and I wanted to know if you wanted to go with me.
Let me just check my schedule. Hey, ladies, you got anything going on this weekend?
No, PJ.
Well, looks like we can go to Disney World.
Then let's go to Disney World.
Come on, ladies, we're going to Disney World.
Yay!
No, PJ, you're going to have to leave one of your girls behind.
Excuse me?
Well, I only have 3 tickets to Disney World, so if me, you, and one girl goes, you have to leave the other girl behind.
One girl? What if I get bored?
Well, you're going to be at Disney World with a girl and me. You're not going to be bored.
But what if I get bored of that girl and I want a different girl?
Well, just pick up a new girl inside Disney World.
No. I have to bring both my girls.
Okay, well, what if you leave one behind and I do whatever that other girl does to make you happy?
Believe me, you don't want to do what that other girl does. Come on, ladies, let's go.
Well, no. Oh, why doesn't anyone want to go to Disney with me?
All right, Junior, your time's up.
Well, Dad, why don't you have pants on?
I told you, I got grown folks' business to handle. Now go to Disney now!
Okay, back up so I can grab my tickets.
All right, get
that thing away from me.
Sorry, I know it's out.
My cheese sticks are almost ready.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, you want to go to Disney World with me?
No, Junior, I don't have any money to buy any tickets, okay?
I already have the tickets. I just want you to go with me.
Me, Chef Pee-Pee, instead of your friends? Oh, my God, I feel so honored.
Well, no, I asked my friends, and they said no, so I'm asking you.
So I'm your second choice?
Well, actually, you're my 3rd choice, because I asked PJ Crenshaw, and he said no.
I'm the 3rd choice? Oh, my God, I can't believe you, Junior. I don't even want to go now.
Well, no, I want you to go. Come on.
I don't feel special, Junior. You asked 2 people before me, then I'm your 3rd choice. What if I asked a girl to prom, and then she said no? Then I asked another girl to prom, she said no, and then I asked you. Do you feel special?
No.
Exactly. I'm the bronze medal in this situation instead of gold. I'm an ugly girl.
Why doesn't anyone want to go with me? You know what? I'm just going to go by myself.
Woohoo. I'm at Disney World.
Hey, pal. Why you look so sad? You're at the happiest place on Earth.
Well, Mickey Mouse, my friends wouldn't go to Disney World with me.
Why not?
Because they said it's gay.
They said what? Take me to a breakdown!
Okay, I'll take you. Come on.
Oh, come on. Oh, it's everywhere.
Hey, Dad, I know you wanted me gone the whole weekend, but I'm back early.
Oh, I really only needed 5 minutes. She's already gone. I blocked her. And I almost got all the stains out of the couch. You're welcome. But I would warn you, if you smell a fishy smell again, spray some Febreze. God, she's fishy.
Oh, who was that?
That was my dad. He bought me the Disney tickets.
Oh, thank you for your business, sir. Now, where's your ungrateful friends?
Well, they're at their house. You want me to invite them over?
Yeah, I want to speak to them.
Okay, let me call them.
Hey, dude, you called?
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to be in Disney. Wait, what's that smell? Have you been eating Red Lobster in here?
Yeah, I smell catfish, dude.
Oh, hey, Mickey Mouse.
What? Mickey Mouse?
Are you the little shit that called my park gay?
Kinda. Ow! Well, it is.
Yeah, it's for little kids, dude.
Oh, yeah? It's just for little kids?
Well, dude, why do you have a knife?
Mickey, put the knife down.
Mickey, you said you just wanted to talk to him.
This is how I talk.
Well, guys, Mickey's just really mad that you guys didn't want to go to Disney with me.
Yeah, why didn't you want to go to Disney, huh? Why didn't you want to go to Disney?
Well, because Universal Studios is better.
What does Universal Studios have that Disney doesn't have?
Velocicoaster!
Velocicoaster! Screw Velocicoaster!
And the Incredible Hulk.
Alright, that one's pretty good.
And Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? Harry Potter?! You look like Harry Potter!
I was in one video. Junior, help me before you put the mouse tool up my ass.
Mickey, just calm down. Alright, guys, look, let's just try to calm Mickey down. What do you want, Mickey?
I just want to know why the Velocicoaster is so much better than Disney!
Well, it goes upside down.
The Rock and Roller Coaster goes upside down!
Yeah, but like 3 times. Velocicoaster goes upside down like 9 times.
Oh, so you like going upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, I'll show you upside down. Goofy! Get in here!
Hey, Mickey, sorry I'm late. Some kid bit me at a photo shoot, so I ate him.
Oh, good, Goofy. But next time you're late, I'm gonna make sure that your kneecaps are on the back side of your legs.
Oh, Mickey, you ain't gonna do shit.
Goofy, don't embarrass me in front of these people.
Well, how about you stop staring at me with your fucking Pac-Man eyes and tell me what's going on?
Oh, well, our new friends here think that Universal Studios is better than Disney World. That's it. A middle finger, that's all you got?
Well, what do you want me to do, Mickey? Eat them? I'm not hungry anymore.
These people think that the Velocicoaster is better than all of Disney World. I want you to scare them or something.
Well, Mickey, the Velocicoaster is pretty cool. I mean, it goes upside down.
The Rock and Roller Coaster goes upside down!
Calm down!
Listen, Goofy, why don't you tell these kids about your special upside down ride?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're tall enough for your upside down ride.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you kids like going upside down, so how about you go follow Goofy and he'll take you to his special upside down ride pass.
Yeah, kids, let's take a ride.
Well, I like Disney World, so only those two are riding, so go.
Yeah, he's cool. So, hurry and enjoy your ride, kids. Since you like being upside down so much, I'll sit for upside down.
Okay, Mickey, I think you proved a point.
No! They need to suffer! Goofy, show them what the name of the ride is.
This is the Incredible Hulk, and this is gonna be you, little fuckers. Bitch, die!
Oh, good one, Goofy. Now do them next.
Here I come. Chugga, 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 choo, choo.
No, Goofy, don't do it.
Well, get out of my way. You want some?
No. Wouldn't it be cooler to hit them with a hammer?
Oh, good thinking, little buddy.
Yeah, the hammers are upstairs.
Okay.
And Mickey, you should grab a hammer, too.
Oh, great thinking. 2 hammers is way better than 1.
Yeah, all right, guys. I'm going to call the cops, and I'm gonna get some help.
Well, gosh, Mickey. I don't see a hammer, but I found an axe.
Oh, nice, Goofy. I guess nobody saw that coming. Oh, you hear that, Goofy? Looks like we have visitors.
Let's go chop it up with them.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Hey, you call the cops?
Yeah. Mickey Mouse and Goofy are in my house trying to kill my friends.
Yeah, sure they are. Listen, kid, you're not supposed to call the cops because you had a bad dream. Maybe talk to your parents.
No, it's not a bad dream. It's real life. They're upstairs grabbing weapons right now.
Okay, I'm going to go take care of real crimes. Let me know if a real crime happens here.
No, my friends are tied up. Just come inside. You can see.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Look, officer, look!
Oh, my God, kid, what'd you do to your friends?
I didn't do this. Mickey and Goofy did this.
And what's this? What, are you going to tie me up next?
No, Mickey and Goofy are going to kill my friends. We got to do something.
Kid, I'm going to have to place you under arrest. This is just sick.
Oh, hiya, pal. Oh, look, he called the cops. We'll be right down to talk. Come on, Goofy.
Jesus, you aren't lying.
No, they're going to kill us.
Jeez, let's hide, kid.
Let's hide in this closet, okay? Close the door.
Shh, quiet, kid. We have to not make any noise.
Oh, where'd they go?
Well, I don't see them, Mickey.
Well, we got to find them before I call backup.
Yoo-hoo. The sooner you come out, the sooner you can feel the sweet release of death.
Yeah, we're not going to hurt you. We're just going to kill you. Come on, Goofy, let's look for them.
Okay, Mickey.
Come out, wherever you are.
When we find them, I'm going to cut their hands off.
Oh, I'm going to make them saw their own feet off.
Shh, kid, they're right outside the door. I got to get past this level. I keep getting 2 stars and it's pissing me off.
Goofy, do you hear angry birds?
Oh, they sure do, Mickey.
Aha! There they are, Goofy. Start sawing your feet off.
I don't have feet.
Well, you start sawing your feet off. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Boy.
Gotcha.
Mickey! Oh, gosh.
You guys all right in there?
Oh, my God, Simms, you saved our lives. How'd you know where to find us?
I heard it over your radio, mate. Then I brought my old tranquilizer.
Oh, well, put these two in handcuffs. I'm going to go free those other kids.
All right, I'm on it.
Come on, kids. You're safe now.
Are you kids okay?
They tried to kill us.
Yeah, all because we said Universal's better than Disney.
Well, I mean, I agree with that. They do have more roller coasters.
Exactly!
So Mickey Mouse is going to jail, right?
Oh, no. We're not technically allowed to arrest Mickey Mouse.
Well, why not?
I mean, the law doesn't really apply to him. He's Mickey Mouse, you know? I mean, we're just allowed to tranquilize him and take him back to Disney World.
Well, why can't you arrest him, though?
I mean, he's Mickey Mouse, man. He bought Star Wars because he was bored. And then he bought Marvel because he was bored again. I mean, he made Disney Plus just because he wanted even more money than he already had.
Oh, so Mickey Mouse could come back and hurt us if he wants to?
Yeah, if he wants to. But if he does, don't call me. Wait to open this.
I don't remember ordering a package.
Well, I can tell you who it's from. It's from today's sponsor, Displate. Collect your passions at Displate.com.
What's a disc plate?
Oh, Markman. What's a disc plate? Disc is a disc plate. Now, every disc plate comes packaged in this brand new material called cardboard. And it's light, yet durable. Here, I'll show you how to open it. See? Look at that. That easy. No ripping, no tearing, no cussing, no fussing. And look at that! Spider-Man!
So it's a poster?
Oh, Marvin. Disc plates are unique metal posters you can mount on your wall in just 20 seconds with no power tool since it's all magnetic.
So you don't need to get a nail and nail it to the wall?
No, nails are a thing of the past. What do you even use nails for? Building houses? No, I'll show you how to hang this bad boy up. All right, Marvin, let me show you how easy this is. Let me get my instructions. All right, now the first thing you're going to want to do is clean your wall, because I'm assuming most people have dirty walls. So luckily, they give you this handy little cleaning wipe that you can just wipe the wall down so your magnet sticks better. Now, the problem is I have little puppet hands. They don't work. So luckily, I have Anthony here to help me out. Anthony? Can I just open that for him?
Mm-hmm.
Show him how it's done. Well, you take the wipe out. See that? See that wipe? Now you wipe the wall down so it's nice and clean so that the magnet sticks good. Now, see, that's a clean wall right there. Now we just gotta wait 10 minutes for that to dry.
Well, this wall's clean right here.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me? That's great. Okay, so now we can move on to step two. See, we got the protective leaf. It even tells you where to put the magnet. Anthony, you wanna stick that on the wall there?
Yeah.
See what he's doing? You rip that off. You stick it on the wall. And then you tear the backing off. You work out those air bubbles. I don't want any air bubbles. Perfect. Perfect. It looks great. See, and now you know where to put your magnet. So you get your magnet here, and you just peel that blue part off. Peel it. Show them how to peel it. Great. And you stick that right where it tells you to. Yep. See, the sticky part? Right on there. Yep. See, it's perfect. Now we get to do my favorite part, tearing off the plastic. Ooh, that's good. Oh, that is good. Oh, it's so satisfying. Oh, it's nice. Yep. Get that off, Spider-Man. Now, you can hang Spider-Man. Look at that! You got Spider-Man right there on your wall. And what's that? You don't want Spider-Man on your wall? Well, guess what? You can just swap it out with another one. Let me show you. They also have Shrek. Move. Anthony, take down Spider-Man. I want to put Shrek there. Look at that. Now you have Shrek on your wall.
Ooh, donkey!
See how easy it was to swap those out? And look at this. Look at those bended edges. See how bended those edges are? See, that's so there's no white on the outside. The poster is perfect. It just pops right out of the wall.
That's so cool. So you have Shrek and Spider-Man?
Oh, they get all kinds of stuff. They get movies, gaming, comics, nature, music, history, automotive, and so much more.
Where are these bad boys manufactured?
Very astute question, Marvin. Disc plates are manufactured in Europe and will reach you within 4 to 5 days. Yeah, you can find our very special recommendations using the link in the description. They're all Shrek. Displate is a good alternative to standard paper impressions or canvas printing. It's even cheaper using the special Christmas discount available through our link or promo code shown below. Buying 1 to 2 plates is 22% off, and 3 or more are 33% off. This is the last call to get a displate ordered and delivered before Christmas!
Okay, awesome.
Wait, Marvin, why is your face like that?
Oh, well, let's go to the couch and talk about it.
Okay. All right, now tell me exactly what happened.
So some guy who looks like Santa Claus broke into my house and hit me in the face with a hammer.
Why would he hit you with a hammer?
I don't know. He just did.
Well, people don't just break into people's houses and hit them with hammers for no reason. You must have done something. Did you piss him off?
I don't even know who he is.
Well, you said he was Santa.
I said he looks like Santa.
Okay, so a guy who looks like Santa hit you with a hammer.
Yes.
Okay, well, I will go look for Santa. Okay, Simmons, we're looking for Santa Claus.
Oh, I know where Santa Claus is.
Where?
The North Pole.
No, Simmons, he has to be around here somewhere because he just broke into a house.
Well, he does that every year. He delivers presents.
No, I mean he broke into a house and he hit somebody with a hammer.
Well, that doesn't sound like Santa Claus behavior.
Well, look, all I know is it's a guy who looks like Santa Claus.
Well, why didn't you just say that?
Well, look, Simmons, just be on the lookout for like a sleigh or reindeer or... Oh, shit, I think that's him. Come on.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle... Oh, shit! Am I getting pulled over? Damn it!
All right, Simmons, he pulled over. Let's go see if this is our guy. Excuse me, sir. You look like Santa Claus.
Well, I am.
Yeah, sure you are, buddy. Well, we got a report that somebody who looked like Santa broke into a house and hit a guy with a hammer.
Well, I was at this girl's house, and I hit her with my hammer.
Oh, damn. Up top, Santa. Nice. Yeah, I bet you're hung.
Like a stocking.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Balls as big as ornaments.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
She choked on my eggnog.
Ew. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think I get it. You had intercourse. Okay, so where are you off to tonight?
A strip club.
Oh, okay, you horny old bastard. I think I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle.
But I'm the real Santa.
Well, if you're the real Santa, where's your sleigh and all your reindeer?
Well, Rudolph, he's got balls big as shit, and he's getting neutered right now. Too much drag on the sleigh.
Okay, I think you're under arrest. Now stay in there.
I didn't do anything. I'm innocent. I'm the real Santa.
Oh, yeah? If you're the real Santa, then what did I ask for Christmas when I was 6 years old?
A Care Bear?
How'd you know that? No, don't tell anybody that. That's embarrassing. Okay, you know what? You might be the real Santa, but you still hit someone in the face with a hammer.
I didn't do it!
Cram it, Kringle. We'll let the judge decide.
Ayo, Fickles! Who, me? Yeah, bring them jingle balls over here. Huh, it's gonna be a black Christmas.
You better bend over. Santa Claus is getting ready to come down your chimney.
Help! Help, God!
Please!
Come on, Bubbles, let's get you out of here.
Get me away from you!
I'm taking you to solitary.
Please, what did I do? Guard!
What do you want, Santa?
I'm taking this shit and I don't have any toilet paper.
Oh, well, it's time for you to go see the judge, so just pull him up and let it crust.
Okay, it won't be the first time. I don't have time to wipe for my delivered Christmas presents.
I did not need to know that, Santa. Come on.
I am the Honorable Judge Bovac, and today we will be hearing the case of Santa Claus, who is being accused of breaking into Marvin's house and hitting him with a hammer. Santa Claus, you are being charged with breaking and entering, assault with a deadly weapon, and giving me a lump of coal when I was 13. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Well, I know you're guilty, so Marvin, tell me what happened.
So I heard my son Jeffy talking to someone downstairs, so I went to go see what was going on, and he was talking to Santa Claus, and then Santa Claus hit me in the face with a hammer.
Damn, looks like Santa's on the naughty list.
I didn't do it, that wasn't me.
Okay, Santa, well if that wasn't you, then what were you doing tonight? What is your alibi?
I was driving to the strip club.
The what? Speak up.
The strip club, to get some ho ho hoes.
The strip club? I have heard enough. You were clearly trying to break into Marvin's house to steal money to throw on strippers, and you got caught, so you hit him with a hammer. Santa Claus, I find you guilty of everything, and I sentence you to 6 months in prison.
6 months? Christmas is in a week and a half! Who's gonna deliver the presents?
Well, you should have thought of that before you went on your crime spree. Bailiff, take him away.
Come on, get in your cell. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get in there.
You know you don't have to come babysit me. I know what I'm doing. I've robbed a house before.
Well, you didn't steal anything from the last house.
I was scared.
Just open the damn door.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Be very quiet. Just hurry up and grab anything valuable.
Go trophy!
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Someone's touching my trophies.
What?
I can sense it when someone's touching my trophies.
Okay, I think that's all of them.
Hey, what the fuck you doing? Give me back my trophies!
No, run, Sam!
Hey, get back here! Where are you going? Police! Help!
I gave him a parking ticket for parking too close to the curb.
I can't believe we just robbed that house.
Yeah, we robbed him for everything they got.
This totally makes up for me hitting the guy with my hammer earlier.
Did you say you just robbed that house?
Oh, shit, is that the cops?
All right, you're coming with me.
Oh, nuts.
Order, 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 order. So it turns out we arrested the wrong Santa earlier today. This fake Santa is the one who's been going around breaking into people's houses and hitting them with hammers. And it also turns out that his elf accomplice is my evil twin brother, Does Bad Things Booby. Come on, brother, go easy on me. We're family. Remember when we were kids and you broke Mom's vase and blamed it on me? Well, this is payback for that. I sentence both of you to 6 months in prison and release the real Santa.
I told you I didn't want to go back to
jail.
You nincompoop.
Why, I order.
Good news, Santa. We found the real fake Santa that did the crime.
I didn't do shit. Kringle, is that you, brother?
But you guys know each other?
Yes, that's my evil twin brother, Kringle.
He was always Mother's favorite.
Oh, well, you can come out, Santa. Get in there, Kringle.
Hey, you think you could build me up?
No.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
The fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right.
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us. Like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor, me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh, what the hell was that?
It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man? You are my childhood hero.
Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks.
But why, Macho Man?
Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course I do.
Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop.
Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arm.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm a...
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's gonna, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La 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 la, just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Ah, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him.
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her her purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What is he doing to me?
Give her her purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay, well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye. Or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries, face floating next to her that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and like people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it, the only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is the stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power!
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, I can super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my views? You want to talk about Timmy? We were doing just fine. We would have gotten sued for Timmy. We never got to get along. That was not it.
So bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow, you're yanking my arm, it hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Cody's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
Baby, Jeffy's asleep, so we could put on a sexy movie and get you in the mood.
Ooh, what movie should we watch?
Magic Mike.
Oh, you know me so well.
Put down a puppy pad so you don't stain the couch.
What?
Hey, Daddy, I can't sleep.
Why can't you sleep, Jeffy?
Because I pissed the bed.
You pissed the bed? Well, take the sheets off and sleep on the mattress.
Well, I also shit in the bed, but I didn't shit on the sheets. I shit underneath the mattress cover.
Why would you do that?
Marvin, accidents happen.
Oh, it was no accident. I took off my diaper and my shorts, and I shit right on the mattress. Like, I squatted, and then I shit, and then I scooted my ass through it. I could have made it to the toilet. I just didn't want to.
Oh, my God. That is it, Jeffy. You are so grounded. And you go to your room. You don't go sleep in it.
No. I want to watch cartoons.
Oh, I want to watch cartoons, too, Marvin.
We're supposed to watch Magic Mike, and you're supposed to close your eyes and pretend I'm them.
Well, we can do that after, Marvin. Why don't we put on Disney Plus and find a show?
Okay.
That one! That one right there! I want to watch A Sweet Life with Jack and Brody!
What is that?
Oh, it's a great show about a set of twins. They're interracial fraternal twins, and they get into a whole bunch of antics and hijinks in a hotel.
Okay, I guess we could watch that. You want to watch it, Jeffy?
Yeah.
You're cheating, Brody!
You're cheating, Jack!
Give me the ball!
Alright, boys, calm down. I'm gonna go to work so we can continue living for free in this nice hotel. I'm gonna go sing.
Well, how about you sing out your credit card number so we can go ahead and order some pizza?
Yeah!
Or how about I sing out your list of chores so you'll get them done? That's what I thought. Behave yourselves. No jumping on the couch.
We won't!
Bye!
Bye,
Mom.
Oh, she's gone! What's up on the couch?
Whoa, Jack, what are you doing, bro?
Jumping on the damn couch, what do you think?
Yeah, you're right, my mom doesn't know I'm very, very big.
Dude, what did you do?
What do you do? Your big ass feet move the couch,
dummy.
No, your big ass feet kick the lamp over.
You know what they say, big ass feet, big ass wiener.
Yeah, well, we're twins, so we have the same size wiener.
You're right.
4-5!
You boys, are you wiener fighting in my hotel? Is that what that big noise was?
Mr. Boothby, we're not wiener fighting.
Yeah, that would be gay.
I'm tired of you interracial fraternal twins making a ruckus in my hotel.
We're just kids, Mr. Boothby.
Yeah, we're just kids. Yeah.
Well, I think kids should be banned from hotels. They're icky.
Yeah, where's your kidly spirit?
It was beat out of me.
They're behind us!
Oh, shit, the cops!
Hold on.
What's going on?
I think the cops are following me.
Well, you better lose them.
All right, I'll try. Hold on, kids, it's gonna be a bumpy ride!
Mate, you should ram him.
What, ram him?
Ram him.
Wait, okay, I'm gonna ram him.
Go, Dad, go!
All right, I'm gonna ram him. 3, 2, 1.
Son of a bitch, ram me.
Mate, he went to the field.
I know, but I fucked up the car.
What?
The car, I fucked it up. I knew I shouldn't have rammed the bus. Let's just pull over and look at the damage.
Aw, man, Simmons, the police letters came off.
Mate, we got a bigger problem. We got a flat tire.
Yeah, but the police letters, though. Now how are people gonna know we're cops? We look like Walmart security.
Well, we got the blue lights.
Yeah, still not gonna help us stop the bus. Wait, I know where they're going. We can cut them off with a roadblock. Come on, Simmons! Okay, Simmons, I know he's headed this way. So whenever he sees the roadblock, he's gonna stop and ask you to move. But then whenever he's stopped, I'm gonna run up and shoot him in the head with my police-issued Uzi with silencer and extended mag.
Alright, mate, sounds like a good plan. But what if he hits me?
He's not gonna hit you, Simmons. This is a cop car. That's illegal.
Alright.
Alright, let's shoot some clowns.
A roadblock, huh? You ram me, I'm gonna ram you!
He's not gonna hit that cop car, is he?
Oh, I hope so, dude. That'd be sick!
Yeah, hit it!
Hit it! Hit it! Hit it!
Guys, that's my dad!
He's not gonna hit it.